జయం శ్రీపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తివేదాంత గోస్వామి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదకి జయం నతిలీలా ప్రవిష్ట విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్త సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతగుడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృందికి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోవినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సమవేద భక్త వృందకి గ్లోర్ ప్రేమానంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namam Shripadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswadevim Gauravani Prajarine Nurvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధి కర్మగ్రాహ గృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాన్ శ్రీమద్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి శ్రీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫల సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోస్తవ జాయతే తదా కురుష దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖశమన తం నమామి హరిం పరం జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్వయాదిదరద చాతేష్ విజ్ఞస్వరా తేనే బ్రహ్మహృదాయ ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యంధియత్ సూరయ తేజో వారిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృషా ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్తకుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జితగైదవోత్రవరమో నమత్సరాణం సదాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని హృదే కిం వావరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుద్యదేత్రకృతి శుశ్రూషుభీ దర్శనా నిగమకల్పదరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుగముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుతం శ్రీపద భాగవతం రసమాలయం హురహో రసికా భువి భావుకాః సచిదానంద రూపాయ విశ్వోత్పత్తి హేతవే తావత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నుమా యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుభేదమభేదకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహదాధరమాజుహావాం పుత్రేతి తన్మయదయత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమానదోస్మి యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపమదిదీర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయా పురాణ గుహ్యం తం వ్యాససోనుముపయామి గురుం మునీనాం నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయేల్ కమనీయ కిశోర ముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణుకునిదాద్రదాననేందోః మమ వాచి విజృంభదాం మురారే మధురిం న కణికాపి కాపి కాపి నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీపదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినిధి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవీం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశదారిణే శ్రీమన్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః వందే నందవ్రజ స్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్టశాం యాసం హరిగదోద్గీతం పునాదీ భువనత్రయం చరణారవిందపరమానవే నమః పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్రశంఖం కౌమోదగీ సరసిజం కరుణా సముద్రం राधासहायमतिसुन्दरमन्दहासं वदालयेशमनिशं हृदि भावयामि अलम्बुजयन् वेणुं श्यामलोयं कुमारग इदवेद्यपरं ब्रह्म वासदां पुरतो मम मूगं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् श्रीकृष्णाय नमः श्रीमति राधिकायै नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिताम् भगवताम् नारायणेन स्वयम् व्यासेन ग्रथिताम् पुराणमुनिनाम् मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवती अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्ब त्वामनुसन्धदामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे उल्लारविन्दायदपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्ण प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रदीप प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकबाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपालनन्दन पार्थो वल्ससुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसच्चाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं भीष्मद्रोणतटा जयद्रथजला गान्धारनीलोत्पला शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामा विकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोतीर्ण खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तककेशवाम् पाराशर्यवजसरोजममलं गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटं नानाख्यानगकेसरं हरिकथा सम्बोधनाबोधितं लोकैः सज्जनशल्पदैरहरः पेवीयमानं मुदा भूयाद्भारतमङ्गजकलिमलप्रध्वंसिनश्रेयसे मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदस्त्वन्वन्दि दिव्यैः सवैर् वेदैर्सङ्गपदैर्क्रमौपनिषदैर्गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितदद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुसुरासुरगणैः देवाय तस्मै नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम सङ्कीर्तनं गोविन्द गोविन्द अजामिलो नाम महीसुरपुरा चरन् विभो धर्ममधान् गृहाश्रमी गुरोर्गिना काननमेत्य दृष्टवान् सुदृष्टशीलां कुलडां मदाकुलम् सुधप्रशान्तोऽपि तदा हृदाशया स्वधर्ममुत्सृज्यतया समारमन् अधर्मकारी दशमी भवन् पुनर्दधौ भवन् नामयुते सुतेरतिम् समृत्युकाले यमराज किङ्करन् भयङ्करां स्त्रीनभिलक्षयन् भिया पुरामनात्तुल्स्मृतिवासनाबलाजुहाव नारायणनामदं सुदम् दुराशयस्यापि तदास्य निर्गत त्वदीय नामाक्षरमात्रवैभवाल् पुरोभिभेदुर्भवदीयवार्षदा चतुर्भुजा पीतपटा मनोरमाम् अमुं जसम्भाष विकर्षदो भटान् विमुञ्जदेत्या उरुधुर्बलादमि निवारिदास्येज भवज्जनैस्तदा तदीय पापं निखिलं न्यवेदयन् भवन्तु पापानि कथं तु निष्कृते कृतौ विभो दण्ड नमस्ति पण्डिताः न निष्कृति किं विदिदा भवादृशा इति प्रबोधुल्पुरुषा भवाशिरे श्रुतिस्मृतिभ्यां विहिता व्रतादय पुनन्ति पापं न लुनन्ति वासनाम् अनन्दसेवातु निगृन्दति द्वै इति प्रबोधुल्पुरुषा भवाशिरे अनेन भो जन्म सहस्रकोटिभिः कृतेषु पापेषु वि निष्कृतिकृता यदग्रही नाम भयाकुलो हरे इति प्रबोधुल्पुरुषा भवाशिरे नृणाम बुद्ध्या विमुकुन्दकीर्तनं दहत्यघोघान् महिमासिदादृशा यथाग्निरेधांसि यथौषधं गदा इति प्रबोधुल्पुरुषा प्रभाषिरे इतीरिदैर्याम्यभटैरभास्यते भवल्भटानां च गणे तिरोहिते भवल्स्मृतिं काञ्चन कालमाचरन् भवल्पदं प्राप्य भवल्भटैरसौ स्वकिङ्करा वेदनशङ्गितोऽयमस्तु दङ्घ्रिभक्तेषु न गम्यतामिति स्वकीयवृत्त्या न शिशिक्षदुच्चगै సదేవ వాతాళేనాథ పాహి మాం సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. యెస్టర్డే వాట్ వి సా దేర్ దట్ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ ఆస్క్డ్ శుకబ్రహ్మర్షి దిస్ క్వశ్చన్, దృష్టశ్రుతాభ్యాం యల్ పావం జానన్యం పాల్పనోహితాం కరోతి భూయో వివశ ప్రాయశ్చితం అథో కథం. Parikshit's doubt was that everybody knows that one should not engage in sinful life, and knowingly still they go and get involved in that. They are not able to stop that, he said. The same question Arjuna asked to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita also. The same question. What did he say? Anichchanabhi varshnaya bilariva niyojida, he said. If you look there, you will find there that that Anichanabi Varshneya Balarivan Yojida. Even though one does not want it, it happens. It happens. Forcefully, you are, because of the vasana inside, that's what Krishna is referring to. Because the vasana is so strong inside, he is forcefully made to act in a particular way. He knows that it is the wrong thing to do, but still he goes and does that. Why? Reason is this. That is what this question from King Parikshit is asking. Dushtashrutabhyam yal pavam jananam pyalpano ahidam karodi bhuyo vivasha prayaschita katho makatham prayaschita matho katham. He says karodi bhuyo vivasha, helplessly he is doing it. That Arjuna said that if Krishna is same thing, Arjuna is also asking Krishna the same question. అర్జున వాచ అథగేన ప్రయుక్త్వయం పాపం చరది పురుష అనిచ్ఛన్నపి వార్ష్ణయ బలారివ నియోజిత. అర్జున సెడ్, ఓ డిసెండెంట్ ఆఫ్ వృష్ణి, బై వాట్ ఈజ్ వన్ ఇంపెల్డ్ to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force? That's the same question. The same thing when Arjuna has asked Krishna, here Parikshit is asking Shukabrahmarshi. What is that thing inside? Everyone to act forcefully, even though he doesn't want it. He knows it's the wrong thing. He has done it many times before, and he has been punished for that. In spite of all that, he goes and does it again. Why? It's a good question. Then, అథగేన ప్రయుక్త్వయం పాపం చరది పురుష అనిశ్చన్నపి వార్ష్ణయ బలారివ నియోజిత. 336. So, you can see this. The same question is coming back. And Arjuna is also asking, and the same thing Parikshit Maharaj is asking. దృష్టశ్రుతాభ్యాం యల్ పాపం జానన్నప్యాల్పనోహితం కరోతి భూయో వివశ హెల్ప్లెస్లీ ప్రాయశ్చితం అథో కథం. So, at that time, even though no desire to do it, forcefully he has been forced, he has been pushed to do it. What can be done? Lot of people, you can see this now. Everybody wants to improve themselves, isn't it, in life? Improve means that they don't want to come out of the bad qualities, and they want to make sure that they are all, at least the next year, now New Year resolution they call it. It's coming now. Next 2 days, a lot of people will be making a lot of resolutions in there. So, on the 1st of January, the resolution is made. On the 2nd of January, it's broken. Why is that? The answer is here. People, in the offices when you work, you will see all everybody saying, from 1st of next year, free from all these vices, give up everything. Not possible. On the second day itself, it is broken. Because some people have this understanding that if I perform atonement, Parikshit is saying this, that will the sinful reaction go away if you perform the atonement? So because they know you can atone for something, and that therefore they'll go and do the sinful thing. Then after that you can do the prayaschitam, isn't it? What they call confession. You can do the confession afterwards. So, And on Sunday you perform the confession, and Monday you can start your usual sinful things again. So, actually these are the people who causes the maximum problem in this world, who does this. Then they confess and then they start the sinful thing again the next day. So, because it's sort of a license given free to them to do what they want. They use the scriptures and the Shastram for their selfish ends. And they are thinking that I perform the atonement for the sinful activity what I have done, so I am not affected anymore. Again go and confess, again continue with the sinful life, again go and confess. Then, because they won't stop the committing sinful activities, because they have strong faith in the atonement, what they can do later. So they will continue doing that. Inside them, it's full of vasana, that strong vasana inside. Not that they do not know that they shouldn't do it. Knowingly, they'll go and do the same thing. So there is a story like this. A cat wanted to become a saintly person. So he goes to a sannyasi. The cat was living in a sannyasi's ashram. The cat went and told the sannyasi, "Give me some spiritual instructions." The cat says to the sannyasi. Sannyasi says, "First of all, before I give you spiritual instructions, let me tell you a few things," he said. "You should not give pain to anybody else. That's the first requirement. That jivakaranyam, no give trouble to anyone else." The cat said, "Agreed, I'll do that." So cat was thinking, "My main problem is this mice. When I see that, I find it very difficult. Anyway, from now on I'll be a vegetarian, vegan or whatever," he said. So he said, "How do I become vegetarian?" The sannyasi told him that, "I'll give you a mantra." Because he told the sannyasi, "This is my problem. When I see this mice, I get immediately affected by that. I just want to eat him. This is the difficulty." So sannyasi says to him that, "I'll give you a mantra. Just chant that mantra and you will be okay. You'll come out of that," he said. The mantra meant that I will not eat the mice anymore. Ahu is the name of the mice in Sanskrit. Ahu naha aham bhakshaye. Na aham bhakshaye. Ahu naham bhakshaye. Ahu naham bhakshaye. Ahu naham bhakshaye. He sat there and he told him, "You chant this. Close your eyes and chant this mantra regularly every morning," he said. Told him. "So, and you sit in the next room and chant, and always I should hear you chanting this." So every morning, early in the morning, the cat will get up, wake up and bathe and get ready, put the tilak on everything and sat there and start chanting. Ahum naham bhakshaye. 2 days have gone like that. On the third day, the sannyasi is keeping an eye on the cat. Is he chanting regularly, properly? From the next room, he heard some sound. Like that. A sound from the next room. So the sannyasi got up and went there to see what's going on in the other room. He said, he thought that there is something in, he's still chanting, but there is something inside the mouth. Something inside the mouth. When he got there, the chanting is going on, but there is something in the mouth which is causing a distortion. So he asked the cat, "What is in your mouth?" The cat says, "I don't know what it is. Something I saw going in front of me. I just took it and put it in my mouth," he said. So when I looked at it only, I realized it was a mice. It was a mice. So sannyasi told him, "I told you that you shouldn't give pain to anybody and you shouldn't eat the mice anymore." But he says, "I know that," cat says, "I know that, but my hand didn't know that. My hand didn't know that. And my stomach also did not cooperate." So they all together, he immediately, vasana, jumped in, caught all of it and put it inside. What can I do? That means even after saying so many things and giving so much instructions, in spite of all that, he jumped, caught hold of it and ate it. So in the same way, human beings also, not much different. We get forced by the vasana inside and we have to surrender to that vasana. So, vasana mayam. That is why you will see in this particular chapter, Melpathur used that particular word itself. If you look, you will see that in that verse. Vasana balal, he says. If you look at the third verse, samrityu kale yamaraja kingaran bhayangaram streen abhilakshayan bhiya puramanatval smriti vasana balal juhava narayana namaham sudam puramanatval smriti vasana balal. That vasana bala, the power of the vasana inside. Juhava narayana namagam sudam, he says. So it is like this. Vasana is more powerful than our determination, more powerful than our decision-making power. So therefore, straight away, when Parikshit Maharaj asked this question and said, Kojil nivartade abhadral kojicharadi talpuna prayas chittamato partham manye kunjara shaujaval. Kunjara shaujaval, he said. And Parikshit says like that. Once the elephants are bathed, that before the elephant is brought out of the water, he will take the dust and throw it all over his body. Similarly, this prayaschittam also is very much similar. He said, because you have done the prayaschittam, it does not mean that the vasana has gone from inside. Papa vasana. That means this vasana for performing sinful activities, that has not gone. Even though you have performed the atonement, vasana is still there as it is. And he will continue to do the sinful thing and he will continue to perform the prayaschittam or atonement. And he will continue again and again. Sinful life, atonement. Sinful life, atonement. This will go on. So, therefore, what is the benefit from that? This is the question Parikshit has asked. What's the use of this prayaschittam? Kochil nivartade abhadral, kochil charadi talpuna, prayaschittam agopartham manye kunjara shaujaval. Said like that. Shivaji, this powerful king in Maharashtra, long ago, he had a spiritual master by name Samartha Ramadas. Well-known person, Samartha Ramadas. At that same time, there were other devotees as well, like Tukaram, Namadev, and all others. But compared to Tukaram, Namadev, and all, this Ramadas was different, a different kind of person. Ramadas' story is very interesting because he was Shivaji's guru. Shivaji consulted him for everything before he made the decision. And Ramadas is not a person like Tukaram, Namadev, and Jnaneshwar, and all that. These personalities like Tukaram, Namadev, they used to cry and weep while they were singing the bhajans. And they were always in that ecstatic mood. So, if you are a devotee like that, who feels very emotional and affected by the different ecstatic feelings, then the society will make you cry more. That's how the society is. If you are like that, if you are a person who are very simple-hearted and who are very sensitive and emotional and devotional feelings develops in your heart, the society will make you cry more. That's how the society is. But this Samartha Ramadas is not a person like that. He doesn't belong to that category. And he used to carry a sword. He's a devotee. He used to carry a sword, a bow and an arrow. And he was expert in the archery. So, therefore, everyone in the society in those days, they used to feel envy towards him. What kind of devotee is this? They were trying to ridicule him and find faults with him, but they couldn't say anything to him because Shivaji was his disciple. The king was his disciple, so nobody could say anything directly to him. So what Ramdas used to do, that in order to make them more angry, that was his nature, he will carry all kinds of weapons with him while walking around in the street. And then they will say, people will say, not openly to him, in privacy, in private they used to say, what's the point of becoming a Brahmana like this? He is born as a Brahmana and he is chanting the holy name and at the same time he is carrying all these weapons in his hand. What kind of Brahmana is this? Brahmana is supposed to be free from violence, isn't it? That is his greatest quality, that he is peaceful and always kind to others. So they said that he is only trying to cheat the public in this way. And he used to hear this. Ramdas knew that everybody is talking about him in this way. What is the need for him to carry a bow and an arrow and a sword and these things? So he never used to answer the questions what they have raised. He used to think that I am the spiritual master of the king, so I should walk in that way, in that mood. For that purpose I carry that, he said. So after a while, the public stopped saying anything about him. He wanted people to talk about him in this way. So one day it so happened that he will shoot the arrow to the birds which are flying in the sky. And he'll kill them and they'll fall on the ground. These birds will fall on the ground. And so what happened? When he did that, the other Brahmanas didn't like it. They got very heavy with him for what he has done. And they started saying that he is a curse on the Brahmana community. Brahmana community is a curse on the Brahmana community. And he is killing these poor innocent birds without any reason. This is not acceptable. And they were telling him openly that it's a very highly sinful thing what he have done. So Ramdas used to tell them, I don't know whether it is sinful or not. I don't even know that. And so then they said to him, then you are saying that you are the guru or spiritual master of Shivaji, he said. And simply by chanting the holy name, you think all the sinful activities will go? This kind of questions the Brahmanas put forward to him. He said, I don't know what sinful means, I don't know what pious activities means, and I don't even know what is the atonement for. He answered them like this. So they told him, first of all, you should know that. As a Brahmana, you should know what is sinful, what is pious activity. He said, I don't know. Then he said, you tell me what the atonement I should do then. He said, I don't know anything, you should tell me. He told the Brahmanas to say this to him. So they said to him, we will do that for you. And they took him to Godavari River. So in order to free for the sinful things what you have done, first you bathe in the Godavari River. Like people bathe in the Ganga River, they told him to bathe in the Godavari River. And after that, they told him to chant several mantras for the escape from the reactions of what he has done. And they said, when they perform the pindam ceremony, or the end, that somebody will come, not necessary who comes, we don't know, but it is quite common in all the riverbanks when you go, you'll find these pandas. They will make you to chant some mantra, whatever they tell you to chant, and you chant that. And they perform the ceremony and collect the dakshina and they will go away. So, sometimes these mantras won't have any relevance to the pinda ceremony. So, before you start this ceremony, there is a sangalpam. You have to say the sangalpam. For what purpose you are offering the pindam? So these Brahmanas told him that the sangalpam is this, that for the sinful reaction of killing that bird by shooting the arrow. I'm doing this, he said. So then they asked straight away, the Brahmanas told him, who is going to give the Dakshina? He said. So Ramdas said, the king will give it to you. I don't carry cash, he said. The king will give you the Dakshina. I'll tell the king to give it to you. Shivaji will give it to you. So they say, the Brahmanas told him, you have to make a bird made of gold and it should be given in charity. Should be given in charity. And so the Ramdas said, I will arrange that through Shivaji to do that. But at the moment, just perform the sangalpam in your mind and then later on you can give that, the golden bird. But right now, to chant the mantra, first the sangalpam, and therefore these Brahmanas told him what the sangalpam is. And then they told him that after that, so many times you have to go underneath the water and come up. You know, when you bathe, go underneath and come up. For the sake of getting rid of the reaction of killing the bird, he said. So after that ceremony was all completed, Ramdas came and he looked at the bird which was lying dead, which he had shot and killed. And it was went up to the bird and looked at it. It's lying there still in the same way. It didn't get up. So the Brahmanas asked him, what are you looking at? Ramdas says, so the bird didn't get up. I thought if I perform the atonement, the bird will get its life back and it will start flying again. So they said, how can a dead bird get up? The Brahmanas are saying to him, a dead bird will never get up just because you performed the atonement, he said. So you have told me, Ramdas says to them, you have told me that if I perform this atonement, my sinful reaction has gone. If the reaction is gone, then the bird should get up. That was his logic, Ramdas' logic, he said. If the bird, sinful reaction has gone, but the bird won't come back to life, they said to him like that. If that's the case, I don't believe in this ceremony, he said, what you have done for me. I don't believe in that. If the sinful reaction has definitely gone, then the bird should fly. This is what Ramdas was saying. And the Brahmanas were saying, sinful reaction has gone, but the bird is not going to fly, he said. Then in that case, how can I trust you? Ramdas said to the Brahmana. He said, he kept on insisting, if the sinful reaction has gone, the bird should fly. If it not, I don't have the faith, he said. Brahmana says to him, there is no other way, we can do anything beyond than this. Then I will perform this prayashchitam in a different way, Ramdas said to them. He started singing, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. And the few birds what he has killed, all of them got up and started flying. They started flying there. There is a book called Samarthanamda's Leela. It's called Samartha Leela. It is in that book you can read this whole things what happened. It is his life history, Ramdas life history. What is it saying that? That a realized soul, he gives no importance to this prayaschitam, atonement. He doesn't believe in that. Why? His logic is this, that the birds, what he has killed, even though it has been killed, that they can become brought back to life if the person has proper knowledge, like Ramdas. One who has got proper knowledge, he can bring, because in the jnani's eyes, there is no such thing called death. What we experience in the realm of Maya is not applicable to a jnani, for a realized soul. So that is the reason he wanted to show to them that if you have the proper understanding, this atonement, prayaschitam and all, has no meaning. What we do, this is all done from the, in the society they have created, in Smriti there is instructions also like that. But when we do things, he did this deliberately for one reason, that people get impressed by this kind of things, isn't it? So ordinary people, they get quickly carried away by the rules and regulations given in the Shastram. They have a lot of faith in that, in the rules and regulations. They have more faith. If somebody tells you that follow these rules in life, you'll be more than happy than telling you a lot of philosophy. People don't want philosophy. What they want to be told, this is how you should live in this world and everything will be okay, everything will be taken care of. You'll all go back home. If somebody says that, you have all the faith in that. But you won't accept it when Shastram says something and the reasoning behind it, no. Reasoning people don't want. People want instructions. To be told clearly, this is what you should do, this is what you should not do. Everybody is attracted by that. Philosophical understanding, tattva-jnanam, people are not interested in that. So this is the problem. That is why Ramdas' point is that he says here, prayaschittam adho, King is saying, Parishad is saying, prayaschittam adho partham manye kunjara shauchaval. What is the use of this prayaschittam? Without, remember yesterday we were discussing this, that when we were talking about things, people are willing to, not willing to accept based on the Shastram. Rather, they will prefer something told as instructions. That's what they will accept easily than the Shastram side of it. Shastram side of it. And then, in order that, to make people accept, we will say to them, this is our parambara, this is our line. I don't want anything to hear from you. You're not in our line. If you take this approach, how can you have any discussion with anyone? That is not a good thing. So, that is why it's the same problem that Shishuka Maharshi says there, that this is Manya Kunjara. Parishit is a very bold person. He who asks such questions, he won't have any problem. A king is saying this, that I have only very little faith in all these things. To come from a king in them days, it's a very powerful thing. So, when Parishad put it like that, Shukra Brahmarshi says, what you said is true. He said, what you said is true. So you can see, spiritually advanced people, they think about these things when something is spoken. They just don't take it, instruction. No. They don't want that. And Parishad doesn't want it either. So that's why he said, all these so-called atonement and prayaschittam and all, what use of that, he said. Same thing Arjuna also said. Isn't it? What is the use of all these things? If ultimately the person is not reformed, he has not changed his mentality, then what is the use of all this prayaschittam? It's all a waste of time. That is Parikshit's point. What happens is, when people don't have this nature in them, they keep on accepting instruction, and they think ultimately they become that. They don't want to hear anything from anybody. Whenever you say something to them, they say, oh no, I don't want to hear all that. This is already settled. This is our line. We are going to do like this. If you say like that, what can you say to them? So, similarly, so many things are Dharma Shastram has spoken about prayaschittam in their things. And, but people don't have faith in Krishna. People don't have faith in Krishna's instructions. Instead, they will go and take shelter of these kind of instructions. And sometimes they'll show they have a little bit, half faith in what Krishna says, half faith in the Dharma Shastram. So, the thing is this, either you should accept what Krishna is saying totally, if not, you should question that. That is the way. This half faith or half belief is not very helpful for anybody, because there is a prayer like this: if the O God, if there is a God, save my soul if I have one. There is a prayer like that, right? If there is a God, and if I have a soul, save my soul. What do you think about that prayer? O God, if there is a God, save my soul if I have one. So this is our situation, right? So, and protect me if you have the power to protect. This kind of thing. So this is the mood. So if this is the situation, Even if Krishna wants, he is not going to do anything about it. Because either we should question some things or we should have faith in the things. It's one of them. We should either believe in what Krishna is saying or we should question those things before we get ourselves convinced about that. So why all this is spoken here is that most of the people, majority of the people, they believe in karma. Our faith is in the karma, isn't it? And we will do a lot of karma, and it is for because karma, they feel, will solve the problem. Sinful reactions can be wiped out by performing karma. Like in this world, we believe, our faith is in the karma, isn't it? Worked hard, the results had come. And you feel that because of your work, the result has come. Whereas Krishna is saying to us, it's not due to your work the result has come. Due to your prarabdham, the result has come. That is Krishna's point. But we won't believe in that. Still, we believe in our effort and the result. Result and effort, Krishna very openly says, are not connected. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says there. Is it not? Result and the effort are not connected at all. They are two different things. But we won't accept that. So, you can see here, karmam, by doing karmam for a very long period of time, this kind of mentality we build up inside. We put all our faith in the karmam. Karmam is the one behind the, due to the cause behind the success. If you observe very carefully, you will see in this world, very carefully you have to observe, and in your own experience, you will notice that many, many times, people whom you thought will become successful didn't become successful. And those whom you thought never became successful, they became successful. Successful in the sense that success and failure is based on the material success, but doesn't mean anything. But you can see the effect what Krishna is saying there in the Bhagavad Gita, that karmam and its result are two different things. You may have done everything perfectly, but not necessarily that you will get the result what you wanted. Somebody else who has may not have done up to that, but he has won for whatever reason it may be. And if you analyze this in many people's life, you will see this happening. So, but what happened is, because we developed so much faith in the karmam, therefore, in all the shastram, what they have done, they've given you a lot of karmam to do. Because your faith is there. Your faith is not in Krishna. Your faith is in karmam. So therefore, what did Shastram do? Shastram created a lot of things for us to do in the form of karmam. That is how these karmams have come about in the Shastram. So, so that is what is called prayaschitam. So one who has no faith in Krishna's words and Krishna's instructions in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavadam, for them, the next alternative is this. Take to karma. Take to karma. That's the only option left for them. So, what will do? Then the Shastram says that for them karma, let them do a lot of karma. And keep on doing karma. Eventually, if that karma is done properly, Chitta Shuddhi will come. Purification will happen. And later on, they may develop some faith in the holy name. They may develop some faith in the holy name. Otherwise, these people will ask, what is there in the holy name? Just by chanting the holy name, you're going to realize the truth. They will ask this question. So, in that particular thing, you can't give any logic for that. If somebody asks that question, right? So, if you say, like in the Bhagavadam, it says, if you chant the holy name, eventually this Karna Nadi will open up. It says in the third canto. Karna Nadi will open up. And it will eventually, it will purify yourself in that way. They will say, we can't believe that. Just by chanting this holy name, the whole heart is going to get purified, isn't it? And so, what can you do? If you have faith, you believe in it. If you don't have the faith, you can't do anything about it. What do we understand from that? You can understand one important thing there. That is, if I do not have Shraddha in anything, even if you give thousands of logic to a person, if he does not have Shraddha there, it's all waste of time. It's all waste of time. Even if you give hundreds and thousands of logic and reasoning, still if Shraddha is not there, logic and reasoning will not be able to wake up Shraddha in a person. By giving logic and reasoning, you won't be able to create Shraddha in a person. This is the most important thing. We are thinking that we have to convince somebody about chanting. We think we have to convince about Srimad Bhagavatam. No, there is no necessity for that, because logic and reasoning has a boundary there. It cannot cross beyond than that. Therefore, this in the Upanishads, what it says is, Shraddha won't come from logic and reasoning. Shraddha will come from austerities and penances. Tapas is behind it. Sa Shraddha. If you look in the Chandokyam, it says, Shraddhaya Medha. Shraddhaya Medha. Upanishad says, step by step, how that happens. From tapasya or austerity, Shraddha will come. Through Shraddha, Medha Shakti will come. Medha Shakti means ability to grasp subtle things. And through Medha Shakti, the knowledge of realizing the soul will happen. So therefore, first of all, one has to develop Shraddha. Shraddha should come. And logic and answering questions won't create Shraddha in a person. It will not create. So, yukti and logic is only for satisfying your intelligence. Not more than that. Suppose somebody gives you a lot of logical answers. People feel like that. So, that I give you some logical answer. That will temporarily satisfy your intelligence on an intellectual level. That's all. But one who has no faith in that, what can be done? So for him is this process. Karmam, do karmam or do the prayaschitam. And because his faith is in the prayaschitam. His faith is not in the Bhagavatam. His faith is in the prayaschitam. So for such people, let them do the karmam. This is how Shukha Brahmarshi starts answering that question to Parikshit. Parikshit question is very much a very, very basic question he's asking. We are giving pain or engaging in sinful activities, and the reactions will come. You have said that before in the last canto, fifth canto. And if reactions are coming, how do I counteract that? This kind of prayaschitams is not giving me any satisfaction, because after that they go and do the same thing again. What's the use of this? And so when he said that, Shukha Brahmarshi had to go a little bit more the subtle side of it, and he explained that logic behind that. Why is it like this? That why these all the prayaschitam, if you look into the smriti, the amount of prayaschitam spoken there for various sinful things what we do in life, and very very elaborate ways of performing them, all these things are there. But it is for whom? It is for those who have no Shraddha in the Shastra. In the Shastra. So that is why Shastra, when it is spoken, they will say you have to give so much in charity, you have to do this different karmam. And they will also tell you in this direction you should sit while performing the ceremony, and with the hands. You can see how we get carried away by that. If a new pujari comes and do a lot of this mudra and all that, he's amazing. He knows everything. And you go out with a good check, you write a good check and you come out, I have done everything. Because I was there when he was doing these different mudras. So the faith is all these mudras only. So people's mind is like that. So that is why as and when required, you know, people have faith in that, set up a fire sacrifice. Immediately set up a fire sacrifice. Get people to come. Because people feel, oh, there's a fire sacrifice at the temple. We should go. Because there's a fire sacrifice. And then they give you some prasadam, put it on your name, you feel satisfied. You have done your bit. So this kind of understanding Krishna consciousness is a waste of time. It's useless. Totally useless. People like Parikshit, Shukha Brahmarshi, they won't accept it. They want proper understanding of all these things. Without what is the use of all this? So the whole society follows. One cow follows the other cow. In the same way, everybody follows that and they feel satisfied. We have done our bit. So this is why he's saying here that Shiva Brahmarshi mentions here that people will ask this question. What's the use of saying Rama, 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 chanting this? Or Narayana, 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 Narayana. What is going to come out of this? They'll say like that. And because people are used to this one thing, before they do something, they want to find out, what am I going to get out of this? This is the mood. Everyone has this difficulty, that what am I going to... Because doing karmam in several lifetimes, we have built up this mind, mentality, if I do something, I should get something back. Is it not? And that is too deep inside and too subtle inside. Therefore, such people who have faith in karma, so that they will get something out of it, to them, you should not give them any spiritual instructions. You should give instructions on karma. Karma, that is what will elevate them, not spiritual instructions. You tell them about, like if you are chanting the 16 rounds or whatever rounds you are chanting, at the end, what will I get from that? If you ask that question, the very purpose of chanting is gone. It's wasted the time. Because chanting is not to get something, to get rid of what you already got. That's for which you are chanting. Not that everything you are doing in spiritual life is to get something, but to get rid of. In fact, the reason why Brahmanas have so much to do in the morning, many of them in the olden days, they get up at 3:30 in the morning, right up to 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they have things to do. Why is that? Why was this system set up like that? Because they are the persons who are supposed to guide the society. And if they get involved in all the karma outside, it will destroy them. They won't be able to retain that purity. Therefore, they were given this instruction, you don't go out and work. Not that they should not go out and work, if you are still affected by karma, do these karma. Agnihotram, Avasanam, Vaishodevam, like this, one after the other for them. Many of them, when get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, the first drop of water, they'll take it after 1 o'clock. That's how when they have a drop of water. There are many people who have lived like that. Why is that? The reason is this, that people, karmam is such a thing. We keep on doing. It gets in and eventually it becomes our conviction that if I do something, I should get something back. So even while chanting the holy name also, we are thinking, I have chanted how many years now? How many rounds every day? I'm keeping computing that every time, keeping an account of everything. What that means is that within, inside, deep down, you are still thinking what the result I'm going to get from this. What we have to remember is, we are chanting the holy name to get rid of what we have already got inside. It is by, first we have to realize, it's by doing that I become like this. So, to free oneself from that, we are doing this. So if you keep on, that is why, keep on chanting the holy name, then it will stop, new things won't come in. You won't get any more anything. And already what you have got, you will lose it also. This is the, and this running around will stop. Running around will stop. So, what it means is that prarabdham, that means till now when we are doing, we are expecting back and return something. What that means is if it stops, it means prarabdham will not anymore. Prarabdham is running out. Prarabdham is running out. That means prarabdham runs out means the vasanas are running out inside. And the vasanas will go away and the mind will become peaceful. Mind will become peaceful and shanti will come. And this wheel will stop. Rotation will stop. So, why we are rotating like this from one body to another, one planet to another, as Prabhupada is saying, one planet to another, one species to another. We keep on rotating. Why is this rotation? Because we kept on getting from doing. Doing and getting it. Doing, the result coming from that. So, karma has only bound us. Nothing else it has done. All the karma has done to us, it has actually bound us into this cycle of birth and death. So, so even while entering into the householder life also, or when you are tying the knot, at that time, we are thinking that householder life, I'll have all these comforts and happiness in life. With all that expectations, you are starting the householder life. Is it not? That after householder life, I'll be a happy person. And a lot of happiness is going to happen now that you're on your own, independent and everything. And but what we do forget is that with that, the bondage begins. The bondage begins. And many instances we will see that once the householder life, whenever desire for wealth also gets very strong. When you are single and you can manage with little things in this world, that strong desire doesn't build up for wealth as much as in the householder life. Householder life, that's what the difficulty with the householder life, that somehow or the other you develop a strong desire for acquiring wealth. You feel that it is necessary, and with that process, sometimes we may get trapped in certain situations which may not be totally justified. Whereas, if you are chanting the holy name, there is nothing to get from that. So, chanting the holy name is not for getting something, but to get rid of what we have already got. What is to be got rid of? That means all the vasanas inside, all the desires inside, and even that desire that I want to get something in the future, in order to get rid of that. Vasanas and different desires, and this desire that I want to get something in the future, which is deep down in everybody to make something happen in life in the future. All those things, if all these desires goes away, then that person will be able to chant properly. So, if all the desires and the vasana and these to get something in return, if all this has gone from inside, then that chitta shuddhi is there, and then what remains is only the soul. So, because we kept on getting in life after life various things, that is why many lifetimes we keep on rotating from one body to another. Because the full paripurna vastu is inside the soul. And when he comes, then this getting stops at that point. Or that means this coming, going, everything stops. And Alma is not something which comes and goes. It's already there. We got trapped in this coming going business, and therefore we suffer. So once we realize that soul or self-realization is the important thing, and we realize that truth, then there is no more affected by the coming and going of the things outside. There is up to that time, we will get stuck in this field of karma. Karma, it is impossible. People, we don't realize it. How much Shastram has spoken about this karma mandalam, karma, how much it can affect our life. There is a story about Parashuram in this situation. Parashuram killed his mother, Renuga. Jamadagni and Renuga. Renuga was killed by Parashuram. Jamadagni told him to kill her. And with Jamadagni's blessing, Renuga came back to life. Is it not? You know, in the story, in the ninth canto. Though Renuga was given the life back, because Parashuram knew that Jamadagni had the capacity Jivaragni told Parashuram's elder brothers to kill her. For a small thing what Renuka has done, which was, Jivaragni took it very seriously and told the brothers, all the sons, the eldest sons, to kill them. They kill her. They wouldn't do it. Parashuram said, I'll do it. And he took his hatchet and cut her and killed her. And why? Parashuram knew that Jamanagni had such a spiritual power that he can bring her back to life. So when Jamanagni asked Parashuram, what blessing do you want? He said, I want my mother to come back, that at the same time she should not remember about what has happened. These were the people they were, Parashuram and Jamanagni. So Parashuram sent that to Jamanagni, and Jamanagni gave that benediction. Renuka came back to life again. Even though this happened, after some time, Parashuram felt very bad about this. He felt that what I have done to my mother is unforgivable. I should not have done that. So what he did, Parashuram was a very interesting personality. He goes to the forest and meets up with some of the rishis there. The sages were there in the forest. And he told them that I have a problem. So they asked him, what's that? He says, I have killed my mother. And I feel that sinful reaction is still there in me. Parashuram is saying this. I feel that I still have that sinful reaction. And I also know that vasana to kill others is in me. Pāpa vasana. It has not gone. You remember what he has done. 27 times he rolled, wandered around with his hatchet and killed the Kshatriyas mercilessly without showing any mercy towards them. So, rishis knew, the sages knew, Parashuram won't be affected by any sinful reaction for what he does, right? What he has done. He has followed his father's instruction and he has done that. So, but you won't be affected by the sinful reaction only if the act was performed without any doership in there. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. If that is not there in the karmam, only then you won't be affected by the reaction of that karma. You will not be affected. That's Krishna says that. That if the, that is what 18th chapter is all about. Naishkarma Siddhi. That karma will go through, flow through the body, but you are not aware of that. You are not interested in the, there is no doership, there is no enjoyership. Kartrutvam and Bhoktrutvam is what is holding us very closely with this world. Otherwise there is no, world is not influencing us. Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam, Raga, Dvesham. Because when Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam is there, that is when Ragam and Dvesham comes. Otherwise there is no Raga, Dvesham. If Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam is not there, then there won't be Raga, Dvesham. Is it not? So this Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam is the one that is linking us to the world outside. That was the interesting. So, in spite of all this, when Parashuram asked this question to the rishis felt that from somewhere this ignorance thought has come in Parashuram's mind. From somewhere, we don't know where it, how it has come. It has come like that, right? So, what does that mean? I have killed her. I have killed my mother. And my mother has come back to life. This is all part of that kartrutva bhoktrutva, is it not? And what is the result of that? The distress what Parashuram felt, that I killed my mother, right? So, and he felt that his hands are tainted with blood for killing her. So, that time, what did the rishis do? Rishis understood Parashuram's situation. And they realized that it is no point in giving the knowledge to him at this point in time, when he is in that state. When Parashuram is in that state, it's no point in giving instructions to him. Therefore, what did they do? They told Parashuram, we'll tell you what you have to do for next 1 year. And gave a lot of rituals for him to do. for the next 1 year. They told him to do rituals for next 1 year. So, performing a sacrifice, he said. And they told him that you set up a homagundam with the bricks and everything, and set up a fire, loads of bananas and fruits and all grains to throw into the fire. All these things, you set up everything, he said. And then told him that every single day you have to chant a fresh mantra, a new mantra. And every single day fresh flowers should be used. And every day the flower should be different. And all the ingredients also should be different. Ingredients should be different, flowers should be different. And fresh flowers should be brought in. And when you set up this homagundam, in the Shastram they have explanations to that. In different ways the brick should be set up. And for 1 year you have to do this every single day. So Parashuram thought about that. He said, for a whole year I have to get new flowers every day, fresh flowers. Where am I going to get that from? He was saying, new flowers, fresh bricks, and fresh mantram also to chant every day. So he kept, still he decided to do it because the rishis have told him. He had faith in the rishis. Rishis told him to do it and he started doing that. By 6th or 7th month, he managed up to that. And after that, he had enough. He couldn't continue with it anymore. So, after that, he struggled very hard to finish up 1 year in that way. So, because it was Parashuram what he did, after completing 1 year doing this, he went back to the rishis again and spoke to them. Told them that 1 year is completed now. Then the rishis asked him, how do you feel now after doing all that? So Parashuram asked him, what should I do now? He said. So rishis told them, all now you have to do is to sit quiet. Don't do anything. That was the answer. Because sit like this, and then They saw that Parashuram was fed up of karma, and then talked to him about the self-realization, and the knowledge of the soul was given to Parashuram by the rishis at that time. So you will see another story coming in the Bhagavadam, our Chitragedu story. The same thing happens. When someone has no faith in the Shastram, or if his vasanas are very strong inside, if you give him spiritual knowledge, it will not work. Simply won't work. Unless the vasanas all are taken out first, and then you give the knowledge to him, it will have some effect on him. And this you will see again and again and again in the Shastram spoken. So first getting rid of the vasanas inside, that's more important. That is why you say Chittashuddhi first. And therefore Karmagandam, Karma Yogam, spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. First Krishna talks about Karma Yogam more than anything else. Why? Karmam, we are stuck in this field of karmam. We are stuck in that. And due to that the karma vasana, due to that the bondage, and unable to pull out of it. And then somebody is coming and telling us about the soul. How will our attention, and there also, we will take the same process there, in spiritual life also, and start thinking, in material life we have already learned this game. We keep on doing something, the results will come. So if I'll take the same approach into spiritual life also, and start saying, that how many rounds do I have to chant, and how long do I have to chant? As though it's another karma I am going to perform. So that, and when will I get the result? I want to know that. In this life will I go back home, back to Godhead? Or how many lifetimes will it take? 3 lifetimes? So maybe my guru is not the right guru. That's why it's going to take a little longer. Or all kinds of... Why? Because deep inside the person is thinking that it is because of his effort that he is going to realize the self. Or he is going to go back home, back to Godhead. Because of his effort. So long as we have all these misconceptions inside, then that spiritual life will also, because he is treating this like a karma. Spiritual life has become a karma for him. Sometimes people say, oh, this person has attended Mangalarati for the last 30 years every single day. As though that's what is going to make going back home back to Godhead. Or we link the result with the karma what we are doing in everything. Or we say, oh, I've only taken prasadam for the last 40 years, nothing else. I haven't even touched Coca-Cola or Limca or whatever it is outside. Never touched even my life. So this is that thinking coming from. Instead of that, if we understand that kartrutva bhoktrutvam, if it has gone from inside, even if you anything goes through this body karmam, it will not have any reaction from that. So therefore, rishis told us that. So when the rishi spoke to Parashuram about the knowledge of the self and self-realization, Parashuram is saying to them, why did you not tell me all this before? They say to him, why did you put me for one whole year through this torture like this? He said. So then they told him, if we had told you all these things before, a year ago, you would not have listened to me, listened to us. And because in your mind, you were thinking that you are sinful. That feeling was very strong inside. And because I've done these sinful things, therefore, what should I do for that? This was where your mind was going. I've done a sinful thing, what should I do to counteract that? This thought was in your head so strong, when we have spoken to you about spiritual life and self-realization, it would not have any effect on you. So therefore, it took a year for you to realize that all these activities, what you are told to do, is all a waste of time. Now it has gone from you. We can see that. So, therefore, it's become easier now to talk to you, they said. And they told him also, sadhana, actual sadhana is at the end, not in the beginning. Is at the end. So, in this 1 year time, what it has done, it has taken out that desire for karma vasana from you inside. Just like the pain has gone, now you can start the proper sadhana, he said. Proper sadhana means that knowledge of the self, inquiry about the self, and understanding our identity or self-realization, that itself is a sadhana. Sadhana does not mean only chanting the holy name. Sadhana also means anyone in the spiritual path absorbing with the whole intention of realizing the truth, self-realization, that itself is a sadhana. So then when that pain from the karma has gone, sadhana will work. Sadhana will have an effect. There was another example. They give this example also that a person went to the forest. So while coming back from the forest, he was bringing some firewood with him. So he has tied the firewood very tightly with the rope. You know, when they go to collect the firewood from the forest, when they bring the bundles of firewood, they tie it with a rope. Very tight, he tied that and put it on his head and brought it home. After bringing it home, he wanted to untie the whole thing. He's not able to untie that because the knot was so tight, he couldn't untie it. So somebody was passing through that way. He said to him, I'll give you another way how to solve this, he said. Bring another rope, he said. And then he put it around this bundle of wood and tightened it very much. He tightened it so strongly that the other rope which was tied around the wood became loose. So he was able to untie it easily. In the similar way, that we are in bondage and we are bound by karma and karma vasana inside us. And so because this karma vasana is so strong inside, deeply in us working at the moment, in this situation, that Shastram is saying to us that various instructions in the Shastram, Vaidika karma, that's what Vaidika karma. So this Vaidika karma helps us to get rid of the other vasana, other faith in the material karma. So Vedic karma is like that. All the sadhana what we are, for example, getting up early in the morning, Mangalarati, chanting the holy name, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, so many things like that. If one keeps occupied in that way, what will happen is eventually your attraction for doing things in this world and become successful and get results from that will go from inside. So with the help of Vaidika karma, we are freeing ourselves from the bondage of karma. From the bondage of karma. Because jiva, when it is stuck in this world through karma, what Vedam does is, for that jiva, from morning to night, from waking up in the morning to going to bed in the night, do this, do that, do this, do that. Like these instructions are given in that way. If you give that instructions, after some time, what will happen is that this vasana inside him to go and get trapped in the material karma will go from inside. That's the benefit. The reason why Shastram is giving us so much sadhana in the beginning is that after a while, that vasana for going to the world and to get involved in all kinds of karma vasana in the world, that desire will leave us. That desire will leave us. That is the benefit of that. So, otherwise what will happen is, if a person has nothing to do, he'll go and do some karma somewhere. He'll find something somewhere to do. People say like that, isn't it? I have nothing else to do. Then you have to find some karma to do. What else? Because the vasana has not gone. So it's not easy. It is more difficult to sit quiet than going and doing something. Isn't it? To sit silent. So and if we go and get involved in something, then selfishness will come from that. Because karma will be done with selfish motive and you will get stuck in that. So because you'll get stuck in that, and therefore, all these requests, like prayaschittam, atonement, and all other vaidya karma also. Prayaschittam is one thing, and there is other vaidya karma, various kinds of vaidya karma. Is it not? All kinds of things to perform. Nowadays, nobody is doing anything, so people are not conscious about any of these things. Isn't it? So, anyway, if it is done for some time, this karma vasana inside will drop. You, after a while, you will realize it, that it's nothing much to be done in this world. It is only an illusion in us that I have to keep doing something. It's a kind of bhramam it is, that if I don't do something, sometimes we are frightened about ourselves, our own mind. The mind will give trouble, so therefore let me keep myself busy with something. In this way, we get driven by that. So, when karma vasana completely goes away from inside, he will leave everything, and even Vaidika karma he will leave it at that point. When karma vasana is completely gone, at some stage Vaidika karma will also stop. And if every karma is gone, then he is peaceful, and then he will engage in inquiry of the self. Inquiry of the self. So it is in that situation, it is in that background, karma is understood in the Shastram. This is the principle of Shastram. In Shastram, sees karma. Somehow or the other, if I have a lot of strong karma vasana inside, the only way you can get out of it is that first I have to be in there and suffer with it and ultimately come out of it. There's no other way. Karma vasana is a very powerful thing in everyone. So that is why. And Therefore, it is in that way that karmam is spoken. But no karmam will ultimately wipe out all the vasanas inside. No karmam will do that. Only remembering Krishna, only remembering who Krishna is, realizing Krishna is the only way to completely take it out from inside. That is why you look at that verse, 6th canto, 1st chapter, 19th verse. He said this. Who Shobhramashi is saying there? Sakran mana Krishna padaravindayor niveshidandan gunarahi airiha nadeyamam pasha pradaschatal bhadan swapne vipashyandihi chirna nishkradaha. Sakran mana Krishna padaravindayor niveshidandal gunarahi airiha nadeyamam pasha pradaschatal bhadan swapne vipashyandihi. Pashyandihi chirna nishkradaha. Then, Shukla Brahmarshi won't say something without some deeper understanding behind it. He's saying there, a person who has completely taken Krishna shelter and accepted Krishna's ease, shelter is the only shelter, and the mind has completely dependent on him, he has already performed all the prayaschitam for that. Why? Because he will never even see Yamadharma Raja or his agents while leaving the body. He won't even see them, provided he has completely taken Krishna shelter. So, when Parikshit Shukla Brahmarshi answered this question, you see how that flow of things. Karmana karma narharo, verse 11. Na atyandiga mishyade avidatval adhigaritval prayaschitam vimarshanam. And saying that, he said that that karmam karmana karma narharo na atyandiga mishyade. Karmam is only for an ignorant person. Ajnan, ignorant. One who is ignorant. It is for him, karmam. Karmam is for him. And due to that, your sinful reactions are not going to get rid of by that. The solution is knowledge, not karmam. Karmam is not going to solve the problem. Avidatval adhigaritval prayaschitam vimarshanam. Then after saying that, he said that nashnada patyam eva annam vyadhayo bhi bhavandihi evam naimakradrajan shanai kshemaya kalpade. He gave the example that a person who is taking food on a regulated way and depending on restricted food, suppose he is sick, he takes only that food what is allowed for that particular disease. One who takes it takes food in that way, he won't get sick. He will get all the sickness. Similarly, one who engages in his own swadharmam, properly doing his dharmam, what is allocated to him, that person, little by little, he will become qualified to receive the knowledge, to receive this knowledge. Tamasa brahmajaryena shamena cha dhamena cha tyagena satya shaujabhyam yamena niyamena cha dehavag buddhijam dhira dharmajnya shradhayanyuda Shibandi Akham Mahadabi Vyanu Gulma Mivanala. Verse 13 and 14. He said, the intelligent people who knows dharmam properly, then through their understanding and through brahmacharyam, shamam, damam, danam, truthfulness and purity inside, yamam, neyamam, through all these things, some people, they wipe out, burn all their sinful reactions, just like in the forest, the bamboo trees, they burn themselves and destroy them. In the same way, they destroy their sinful reactions. Then he said, this is Shukla Brahmarshi saying, Kejil kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana akham dhunyandi karsniyana niharam iva bhaskara. Some people who are fortunate, what do they do? Simply by not taking anything in this world seriously, completely take Krishna shelter, and simply by that surrendering to Krishna, Just like when the sun rises, the fog disappears. In the same way, when that bhakti develops in the heart, all their sinful reactions gets wiped out. Kejil kevalaya bhaktiya vasudeva parayana akham dhunyandi karsnena niharam yo bhaskara. That verse. So Shukla Brahmarshi is saying that, first of all, karmam is not the solution to the problem. One has to come out of karmam, and that's only possible through knowledge. That he has spoken already. And then he is saying, some people, he said, kejil kevalaya bhaktiya, they neither depend on karmam or jnanam. What they do, instead of depending on karmam and jnanam, they simply surrender to Krishna and hand over everything to Krishna. Vasudeva parayana, totally dependent on Krishna. And in that way, what? Akham dhunyandi. They wiped out all their sinful reactions in the way. And he compares that, niharam eva bhaskara. When the sun rises, how the fog disappears. All there, when that proper bhakti develops in the heart, all sinful reactions are wiped out from inside. Then he said, na tatha akhavan rajan puyeda tapa adibi yada krishnarpita pranam tat purusha nishevaya. He says that krishnarpana pranam, krishnarpita prana, krishnarpita prana means that one who has surrendered totally to Krishna, such a person will get purified very fast, and neither through austerities nor through brahmacharyam that or any other practice of spiritual sadhana, you won't purify the way you get purified through surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna has that potency. So that's what he's saying here. Then he said that sadrijino ayam loke pantha kshemo agudo bhaya sushila sadhavo yatra narayana parayana. Then this bhakti margam or bhakti process, which is a surrendering process, it is the right process, and there are people who can help you in that process. And then prayaschittani chirnani narayana paramukham na nishpunandi rajendra sura kumbham ivapaga. Then one who has like you can see that suppose you have a pot which is already filled with alcohol. Even if you take it to a holy river like Ganges or Yamuna and wash that and fill it with water, the smell still will be there of the alcohol. Will still be there, isn't it? So, so therefore he says, one who has no bhakti in the heart, none of this prayaschittam will purify him. It is a bhakti that will purify the heart of a person. Saying that, he said, Sakanmana Krishna Padaravindayo, that verse. Niveshiram talguna rahiyeriha tadeyamam pashapurascha talpadan swapnevi pashyandihi chirna nishkridaha. Chirna nishkridaha. So, even if one has committed sinful things, and still, if he has thought about Krishna inside, thinking about Krishna is more powerful than all the sinful reactions. Sakarmana Krishna Padaravandayo Niveshidam Tal Gunarahi Eriha Nathayamam Pashabradascha Tal Bhadan Sopnevi Pashyandihi Chirna Nishkrida. He doesn't have, even in the dream, he doesn't have to worry about Yamadharma Raja or his agents. And as an example to that, he says Ajamila story. Ajamila story is spoken as an example for that. Ajamila was born in a very nice family. Good samskaram he had. And engaged, carried out all the, as a nice, lovely, nice Brahmana boy, how he's supposed to live. He lived in that way. Ajamilo nama mahi surapura charan vibho dharma badan grihashrami guror gira kananam etya drashtavan sudrashta shilam kuladam madakulam. That madakulam. Now, as I mentioned before, every name in the Bhagavadam will speak about that person, who he is. Aja means maya. And Ajamila means one who got involved with Maya. or fell into the trap of Maya. That's what that word means. So that's why these names are selected very, very carefully, because to show to us that Ajamila, when you say Ajamila, Aja means Maya, Mayalana means to get involved with Maya. That's what happened to him, is it not? So, one who has Mayalanam with Maya, he is Ajamila. And Ajam also means Brahmam. So instead of having Mayalanam with Brahmam, it happened Mayalanam with Maya. Mayalanam with Maya. Therefore, that is the reason Shishuka Brahmashi did not mention his actual name in the Bhagavatam. Ajamila is not his actual name. It's something else. The real name is not spoken. He said, by birth and by upbringing, he had a lot of good samskaram in him. But even though he was doing good things, he has good samskaram in him, there is a possibility that he could have some bad vasana inside. Sometimes we wonder that why somebody else is always doing good thing, right thing. We think like that about that person, isn't it? He cannot do something wrong. We think like that about somebody, I'm saying. Often, because he's always having tilak on, dhoti on, shikha on, everything perfect. And you feel that he is a devotee, so he won't do such a thing. You think like that. But you won't be able to see what vasanas are inside that person. That you won't be able to figure out. You can see externally, you can see a person and make a certain judgment on that basis. And our man, Ajamila, also had the same problem. Ajamila was living a proper life, looked after his parents properly, and everything as a Brahmana boy, he was doing everything right. Proper sadhana, waking up in the early in the morning, the whole daily activities was based on the shastric way, how he was trained by his parents. In spite of all that, all the samskaram was there, but still, in the middle of all this, there was some durvasana inside. Bad vasana was inside. Bad vasana was inside. So, sometimes, this is why, no matter sometimes, some people are doing a lot of good things in this world, but there could be some durvasana inside that person that you may not be aware of. So, similarly, sometimes you can see some people are very sinful, right? But sometimes you will see they'll go and doing something very good in life. So, very wicked people, sometimes you will find inside them some sadvasana, some good vasana. Both things you can see in this world. In very good people, there will be some bad vasana sometimes inside them. And in very bad people, sometimes some good vasana coming out from there. Both you can see in this world. And you start wondering, he was such a nonsense he was. But see, look at what he is doing now. People talk about others like this. Or sometimes they say, oh, we all thought he was such a nice person. How could he do it? Such a bad thing. We say about others sometimes in this way. We make these comments, is it not? So, that is why it is saying here that that the sadvasana and durvasana, you see this sixth canto, sargam visargam sthanam poshanam. Poshanam is what is spoken in the sixth canto, isn't it? Poshanam tad anugraha, it says in the... What is this poshanam means? Poshanam means that we have sadvasana, we have durvasana, both in us, all of us have got in at different degrees. So, they are powerful, they have its own effect. But Krishna will protect somebody even if it is that bad vasanas inside, by surrendering to Krishna, even that vasana will not cause any problems, if there is anything. To prove that, that is why this story has come, Ajamila story has come. So, this whole canto, sixth canto, is all about karma vasana. How karma vasana is, how cannot influence your spiritual life, to prove that. To prove that, your vasana inside cannot influence spiritual life, if you are understood it properly. You are understood properly. So, therefore, it says here, so sometimes you will find this, some good people, they can do bad things due to bad vasanas inside. And sometimes when you walk around, underneath the tree there is a hole. And when you look at the hole, it's very interesting. But there could be a cobra inside. So whatever it may be, the karma what you are doing in this world, whatever it may be, there is a possibility that there is some durvasana inside, bad vasanas inside. So one day, Ajamila went to the forest to bring this dharma grass, shamit, for his sacrifices. When he got there, he saw a prostitute was enjoying with a man in the forest. Both were drunk, and when they were associating, like the way they were associating, when Ajamila saw that, Ajamila thought, this is not too bad. If I can enjoy in this way, that vasana was inside him. It was, the scene outside was only a catalyst for that. Vasana was already inside him. So, the vasanas, as soon as you wake them up from inside, normally he is a very peaceful person. That's why it says in the second verse, you see, Swada Prashandobi, he is very, very shanti nature he has. Very peaceful person. Swada Prashandobi Tadahuda Shaya Swadharma Mulsrajya Daya Samaraman Adharmakari Dashami Bhavan Punar Dhado Bhavanama Yute Sutheratim. That even though he is a very, very peaceful person inside, in a normal way, in normal course of time, but Swadharma Mulsrajya, he said, what happened when he saw this scene? Swadharma Mulsrajya Daya Samaraman, forgotten about his own Swadharma, about his responsibility, and he wanted to associate with her. And naturally, he got in contact with her, and he became a partner for her, and that is what the time has done to him. All you can say, it was his, that vasana inside him has compelled him to go in that way. Even though he was a nice, cultured, trained Brahmana boy, but the vasana was inside. It pushed him to go after that. And then you know the story, many years he lived together, and many children were born. And the point was that he was already married, he had a wife at home, and he was followed strictly the Varnashrama Dharmam. That's all gone now. And he became this a permanent. He moved, left home, moved to the forest, and started living with her. And finally, a child was born. Child was born from this prostitute. Akhandananda Swamiji tells a very nice story about this. It's not in the Bhagavatam. But in Vrindavanam, he had such a deeper understanding of Bhagavatam that when he spoke certain things, it will give you a proper, whether it's true or not, that's not the issue. The story is giving you a deeper understanding of what vasana can do in a person. Why did he give this name Narayana to his last child? Melpathur said in the Narayaniyam that സമൃത്യുകാലേ യമരാജ കിങ്കരാൻ ഭയങ്കരാം സ്ത്രീനഭിലക്ഷയൻ ഭിയ പുരാമനത്വൽ സ്മൃതി വാസനാബലാൽ ജുഹാവ നാരായണ നാമകം സുതം. വാസനാബലാൽ ജുഹാവ, ജുഹാവ മീൻസ് കോൾഡ് ഇം നാരായണ. വൈ വാസനാബലാൽ? സോ ദർ മസ്റ്റ് ബി സം ഗുഡ് വാസന ഇൻ അജാമില ഫ്രം പ്രീവിയസ് ലൈഫ് ഓർ ദിസ് ലൈഫ് സംവെയർ ദർ ഇസ് സം ഗുഡ് വാസന ഇൻ ഹിം. അതർവൈസ് he would have given some other name to the child, but instead what prompted him to give this name Narayana to him? That's what the question is, isn't it? So Melpathur put it like this, that Puramanakthal Smriti Vasana Balal Juhava, due to the power of vasana he called him Narayana. Like good vasana, bad vasana, both are inside, but to call that particular child, the last child born from that prostitute, by now our Ajamila is completely in maya. He is totally left home and left his parents, completely broken away with, and totally living in sin with this lady in the forest, right? And there is no spiritual sadhana, nothing. All brahminical responsibility all given up. He cannot go back to the village, town again. People will not accept him. The society at that time, you can imagine. So, in such a situation, what prompted him to give this name to his son? Normally, you would have given some other name, isn't it? One of those 2-3 letters names, the modern. Well, to make it easier. Narayana, normally you would only have thought about it, unless you have deep down conviction that some vasana must have been there inside that prompted him to give this name Narayana. And that Melpathur said like this, vasana balal juhava, only because of some vasana inside, the power of that vasana shown like this. In the form of Narayana namakam sudam, son was called Narayana. That's all. Melpathur said that. Akhandananda Swamiji says, much more interesting way he says about this. Akhandananda Swamiji says like this, he said that a person who has got so much durvasana, bad vasana in him, how could he think of giving this name Narayana to that child? That's what Akhandananda Swamiji's analysis, he says. So because people are giving all kinds of names these days, which has no meaning. No meaning. Names have no meaning. If you ask the name himself, he says, no, this is my parents have given me, that's what it is. He'll say like that, isn't it? He must have received some associations with some great soul in the past. Akhandananda Swamiji says this. He must have received some association with some halva in the previous life. And that is why, that's why when he says here, Puramanaktval Spriti Vasana Balal Juhava Narayana Namakam Sudam. But Ajamila was famous in his village. Before, he was very famous in his. This is Akhandananda Swamiji's story. So everybody knew him in the village. Everybody knew him, and that family was not very much liked by the village people, the villagers. People who had samskaram or some culture, they won't even go towards his house. Because when Ajamila was living there, sometime later, that he brought his habits there, was drinking and eating meat and all kinds of things Ajamila was doing in order to maintain his family. So in one instance, what happened, where Ajamila was living with this prostitute, it was at that time this happened, that a poor sannyasi came there. Normally, who make fun of sannyasis? Young men generally make fun of sannyasis. And you have seen this happening. Sannyasis and sadhus, young people make fun. They don't care for them. Remember what they did to Durvasa Maharshi. Sambhanu, Krishna's children and grandchildren, they made fun of the rishis, have they not? So the same thing can happen anywhere. So that tendency is there in everyone. So this one sannyasi came to that village where Ajamila was living with his prostitute wife. Sannyasi came there and he wanted some bhiksha, some food. So normally sannyasis are particular of going to some home where they follow the Vaidika Dharmam properly, because that makes them feel safe what they are collecting food. So when he walked into that village, there were some young men sitting underneath a banyan tree and they were gossiping there. So when they saw this sannyasi, they thought we should have some fun with him. It's a easy target. So the sannyasi came up to them and asked them, is there any grihasthas here who are following the... I'm sure this has happened at that end. Today you don't have to even ask that question. It is that bad. Things are bad. Today you have to ask the opposite way. So there he asked the question, is there any householders here who are strict about their life? Means following regulations, principles and living a dharmic life like that. Is there anybody? Because in the olden days it was known like that. Some families, they will strictly adhere to the rules and they will make sure that they're frightened about doing something out of line. They don't have any problem. They will have to be concerned about that. If something happens, it's a very much for them difficult to accept that. So he asked them that, is there any grihasthas here who are very devotional and who follow these rules? So then what these boys did, they told him, we have one very good one and he lives in that house, and pointed out the house. They wanted to have making fun of him, fun of this sannyasi, and told him, and his name is Ajamila, he lives in that house. If you go there, you can go there and he will give you everything, good bhiksha, everything he'll give it to you. So poor sannyasi took it as a truth and accepted that. Chanting this name, Narayana, Narayana, he went to that house to collect some bhiksha. So normally no beggars even go there, to that house. Even beggars will avoid that house because they won't give anything. So when he went there, normally they chant the holy Narayana name before asking for bhiksha. So he went out, and the rule is that you can chant holy name 3 times, and if some bhiksha is given, then you can take it. If after chanting the 3 times, if no bhiksha is given, you can take it that you are not going to get anything from that house, you can leave that house. Sannyasi's rules. So he went outside and stood there and said 3 times, Narayana Hari, Narayana Hari, Narayana Hari. He chanted like that. So Ajamila was not there at home. This prostitute wife, she was there. And even though she was a prostitute and she had all these problems in her life, ultimately inside everyone has a heart. She also has a heart. She also has good thoughts in her. So, and she was thinking, my life has become like this. Because you feel guilty at the end of life, isn't it? For living a wrong way in the whole life. At the old age, all the thoughts keep coming back. And they will capture us at the old age for all the sinful things what we did, and the time we have wasted, and the troubles we have given to others. We feel guilty about it later, but then it's too late, time to go. So this is what has happened. He was saying that this lady also is thinking, this Ajamla's wife, that even though she had reconciled with this situation, inside her heart she is feeling some strong guilty feeling. It was at that time she heard this holy names outside her house, which she never happened before. Ajamila was not there, and this sannyasi understood as soon as he saw the house that this is not a place where I should be, because he could feel the smell of alcohol from inside and flesh being cooked. Naturally, anybody can straight away smell all that thing. So this Swamiji, Sannyasi, thought that what brought me here today? It must be Krishna's decision that I should come here like this. Otherwise, why did they? He immediately sensed that they have misled him deliberately. They have done this deliberately to me. There must be a higher reason behind that. So, why should I go into somebody else's house? And if I go to a good person's house, they by their own action, they will get elevated by doing good things, if everything is followed in the house properly. But actually, sannyasis like me should be going to people like this, not to the people who are actually following everything strictly. So he took it that it must be Krishna's decision that I should come to this house. And on my own, I did not think about coming here. Instead, I was directed here by these boys in the village, and it must be Krishna's decision, saying that he stood there. So this lady from Ajamila's wife, she came out and offered her obeisances to him. Obeisances to him. Because no matter how many sinful things you may have done in life, somewhere inside you are always conscious that my life has become like this. At least from now on, let me go in the right way. That thought can always happen. So this lady says to him, Ajamila's wife, maybe you have come to the wrong place. He said, by mistake you must have happened to be here. He said, normally nobody comes to our house. She says to him. And Sannyasi told him, no, I have come here fully knowing. He said, you have actually, he said, I know that by seeing the situation here, you have done enough sinful things and wrong things. And bring me some milk from inside, he told her, to bring some milk from inside. And if he drinks that milk, no matter how sinful she is, he knows very well as a sannyasi, aham vaishwanaro bhutva praninam deham ashrita. Right? So, people like me, if I drink that milk, it won't affect me. She was hesitant to give the milk to him, because she felt that she is fallen and it will be wrong to give food to him, especially when alcohol, meat, everything is at home. But his point was, aham vaishwanaro bhutva, but only this can be only said by people who are in that state. Aham vaishwanaro bhutva praninam deham ashrita. Then pajamyanam chaturvidam. Pajamyanam chaturvidam. So he told her to bring the milk, saying that our sannyasi sat there. Ajamila's wife was a little bit shaken, not knowing what to do, even though he has said this to her. Anyway, she went inside because he has told her in such a way. She went and brought some milk and offered it to him. And then she felt a little bit more, that association, how it happens with people. Due to that association with the sannyasi, and sannyasi accepting that milk from her, she felt like asking this sannyasi to give a name to her newly born child. Because as a mother, naturally very concerned about the child, no matter who the mother is, every mother has ultimately had the best interest for the child. So naturally she was thinking that even though I have become like this, my child should have some benefit from this sannyasi. So she says to him that I have a newly born child. If you could do the name giving ceremony for that child, I'll be very grateful. Saying this, she brought that child and left the child in the lap of the sannyasi. In the lap of the sannyasi. Swamiji understood, or sannyasi understood, that this family has not much hope now. Jamila has become like that. She is like this. If anything has to happen, it has to happen through this child. It has to happen through this child. So, to give a mantra diksha or any kind of upadesham to this family is worthless. It's worthless because he is the only route through him they will get any spiritual benefit. So, he put his hands on the child and given the name Narayana to that child. Narayana to the child. And blessed that child that he will become a devotee, and he left. And he left. After some time, Ajamala came home. So the mother, his wife told him, the sannyasi came here and he has given the name Narayana to this child. That is how this name Narayana comes, says Ajananda Swamiji, says this. So the children have grown up, and you can see the effect of that throughout his life later on. Ajamila had many other children. He has no interest in them. But this one particular one, he was so attached to it, to this particular child. And because Krishna will come to our life in different ways, how it will influence us, we don't know that, how it can happen. It can happen in various ways in our life in this world. So, from the very beginning, a certain degree of attraction for the child. And so, whenever Ajamila had time, he will think about this child. Not about his wife, not about his other children, not about Krishna, but this child. This was in his head all the time. An unusual attraction for this child, whose name was Narayana. So, actually what you have to remember is, the kind of sinful things what Ajamila has done, there's a list here, if you want to read through that. It says here, Narayaniyam only said, Adharmagari, Dashami Bhavan Punar Dhado Bhavan Nama Sute Rathim. So, in the Bhagavadam, the list is endless. Stealing, robbing, thieving, dacoits, all kinds of things he used to do. 22nd verse. 21. Kanyakubje dijakashil dasi badi rajamila namna nashta sadacharo dasya samsarga dushida bandyakshakaida vaischaurir garhidam mrutima astida bibral kudumbam ashuchir yataya masadehina evam nivasadastasya lalanayasya talsudan kalon tyagan mahanan rajan ashtashityayushasama. He used to gamble heavily. All kinds of stealing, thieving he used to do. And the whole lifestyle was particularly so bad. And he maintained his family in this way. I think we'll have a break after a few minutes. Chedo darpanamarjanam bhavamaha navagni nirvavanam shreya kaidam chandriya vidaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradivada purnamuda swadhanam sarvabna sovanam param vijayade shri krishna sangirtanam nam namagari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpida nimida smaranena kala Edadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamavi durdeiva me drishamiha janinanuraga tranara vishuni jena karora visahishuna amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari nathanam najanam nasundarim kavidam vajagadi shakamaye mama janmani janmani shwari bhavadad bhakti rahai dugitvai ayi nandanu jakingaram padidamam shami bhavambudo Krubayadava padapangajasthidaduli sadrasham vichindaya Nayanam galadashudharaya vadanam gadgadaruddaya gira Pulakar nijitam kadavapu tavannam agrahane bhavishyadi Yugaidam nimeshena chakshusha pravishaidam Shunyaidam jagal sarvam govindavirahename Ashlishyava padaradam pinashtumam adarshanam armahadam karoduvam യഥാതഥാവാദാതുലംഘടോമൽപ്രാണനാഥാസ്തു നൈവ നാപരാം. The sannyasi gave this name Narayana to this Ajamila's son, and somehow or the other Ajamila also had a tremendous attraction for that child. That is why at the end, when he was leaving his body, Ajamila was leaving his body, all the sinful activities, what we have done in this world, whatever that may be, endless what they are, all of them, who are the witness? The sun, the moon, the fire, the water, the air, the sky, the five material elements. In other words, the five material elements, the sun and the moon, day and night, there are devadas for all of them, predominating deities. And all the demigods, they all have recorded all this, what we have done here. They have recorded all that. And they have given these recordings to the Yamadharmaraja's agents. They give it to them. This is the things what we have done, and all that sinful activities in its personal form, they are the Yamarajas, Yamadharmaraja's agents. Because we haven't seen anybody, isn't it? So that is why there is a description of Yamadharmaraja and his agents, how they look like. In one of the songs, what's written, it says, Adhibhishana Kadubhashana Yamakingara Padali Kridataadana Paribidana Maranangama Samaye Umayasaha Mamachedasi Yamashasana Nivasan Harashankara Shivashankara Harame Haraduritam. The description of the, how are they, what do they look like? Adhibhishana Kadubhashana Yamakingara Padali Kridataadana Paribidana Maranagama Samaye. At the type of death, when you see them, you will feel frightened. You will be frightened. Therefore, that is the reason, apparently, all the sinful activities, what we have done in our life, it takes a form and comes in. Normally, there are three Yamadudas, they come. Because they, each one of them representing what sinful activities we have done with the body, what we have done with our mind, and the one what we have done with our words. So that's why there are always three. And so these three, when they come, when the Yamadharmaraja comes, his agents are coming to visit us at the time of death. That is the reason why we pass urine, stool and all that at the time of death. Because of that fear that they has come to us. So all kinds of thoughts will come and all kinds of visions we may have. So because the karma what we have done in this life, in this life, whatever that it is, that they take this form and come through this, they are the agents actually. And why the karma alone is sufficient for us, very thoughts of it, of what we have done. So here also, as soon as Ajamila's thought, his time has come to leave this world, all the activities what he has performed, this has taken a form and came in front of him. That's why you'll see here that in this book also, in the Narayaniyam, it says that Samrityukale Yamaraja Kinkaran Bhayankaram Sri Nabhilakshayan Bhiya Puramanaktual Smriti Vasana Balal Juhava Narayana Namagam Sudam. And in the Bhagavadam you will find here that if you look into the first canto, sixth canto, first chapter, verse 29. Dure kridanaga saktam putram narayana hoyam plavidena surenuchai ajuhava kulendriyaha plavidena surenuchai ajuhava kulendriya. It says plavidena surena. Plavidena surena means calling Narayana by extending this name. The sense, straight away not Narayana, Narayana, like that, in a very long tone, calling him in that way. So in that way, at the time of death, because of all the fear inside, that's how he called.
ప్లావిదేన స్వయనుచ్చై అజుహావా అజుహావా కులేంద్రియ. దాన్
ఇన్ ది వే హి హస్ కాల్డ్ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఫియర్ ఇన్సైడ్ అడ్రెసింగ్ హిమ్ అండ్ హోల్డింగ్ ఆన్ టు దట్ నేమ్ నారాయణ ఈవెన్ దో కాలింగ్ హిస్ సన్ ఈవెన్ దో కాలింగ్ హిస్ సన్ సో ఈ కాల్ ఆజుహావ ఆ కులేంద్రియాహ దెన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ ద డెత్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ద ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ ద సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ వాట్ హీ హస్ డన్ హీ కుడెంట్ సీ ఎనీ మోర్ హీ కుడెంట్ హియర్ ఎనీ మోర్ ఎనీథింగ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఈస్ అవర్ సటిల్ బాడీస్ విచ్ ఈస్ అ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ ద మైండ్ that mind cannot function properly anymore because all the sinful activities takes control. Mind means where you are able to think properly or able to plan anything or wants to say something, all that requires the mind behind it. But now what has happened is the mind has gone and closed itself in the subtle body. Subtle body has got mind, intelligence, false ego and chittam, four things inside. But when the mind goes inside and locks itself up, then mind is not functioning anymore. Karma vasanas and the sinful reactions, they are pushing us to do something. So similarly the senses also, like the mind, all goes and shuts itself. So it is at that time, what is remaining in the subtle body is what is in the chittam, the vasanas. That is, he has got the, even he is frightened, the reaction is coming in this way, this attachment to this child, Narayana. Attachment to this child, that is the rope on which he is holding on to. And because that there he has found some shelter in that child. And therefore it is present there. Therefore he called him Narayana, when he called him that, that the whole thoughts behind it is, what has impelled him to say that, is the bad vasanas what was inside him. You see, when we understand the subtle body, what a subtle body means? Subtle body means different thoughts inside. That is the subtle body. Ashayam. That is the sushma shariram or the subtle body. So, in that, the thought waves, if it is filled with the durvasana, bad vasanas, in spite of all that, durashayatyamit dato nirgada. It says here, that durashayasyabitadasya nirgada todiya nama akshara matra vaibhaval purobhibedur bhavadiya parshada chadurbhuja pidabada manorama. Narayaniyam, fourth verse. So his subtle body is fully filled with bad vasanas. That is what Velpaturi is saying there. Velpaturi is saying there, even though the subtle body is filled up with bad vasana, దురాశయస్యామితదాస్య నిర్గద బట్ తొదీయ నామాక్షర మాత్ర వైభవాల్ అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ దిస్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు దిస్ బాయ్ నారాయణ దేర్ ద పవర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ హోలీ నేమ్ అబౌవ్ ద స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ ద వాసనాస్ ఆర్ షోన్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ మెల్పతురి సేయింగ్ దేర్ హీ సేస్ దట్ ఈస్ వై దిస్ సిక్స్ క్యాంటో ఈస్ సో ఇంపార్టెంట్ అండ్ ఎస్పెషలీ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం దర్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బెటర్ దాన్ దిస్ particular Upakhyanam or Ajamila's history in the Bhagavatam, that even though at the time of death the thoughts inside is full of coming from that, as he said that Durvasana Durashayasya Abhitadasya Nirgadam, it is flooded with that thought waves of the sinful activities what he has done. It is there, it cannot go anywhere. Durashayasya Abhitadasya Nirgadam తదాస్య నిర్గదం బట్ తొదీయ నామాక్షర మాత్ర వైభవాల్. దిస్ ఈస్ వన్ సైడ్. ఆన్ ది అదర్ సైడ్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు దట్ లిటిల్ చైల్డ్, హీ కాల్స్ హిమ్ నారాయణ, నాట్ నోయింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ, నథింగ్ బట్ ద వెరీ లెటర్ కృష్ణస్ నేమ్, దట్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఇట్ హాస్ షోన్ దేర్ అట్ దట్ టైమ్. తొదీయ నామాక్షర మాత్ర వైభవాల్ అండ్ పురోభివేదుర్భవదీయ పార్షద Chadurbhuja, Pidabada, Manorama. Then immediately, because he called these letters Narayana, immediately Vishnudas arrived there. Even though he had all the thoughts inside him was not about Krishna. He was not thinking about Krishna. He called the name of Krishna. It so happened through this boy. So That is important thing to know in this Ajamila story. Holy name's power, this cannot be explained to anyone through logic and reasoning. Why is it so? It is so. That's all. It is like that. Namam, Krishna's name has got that strength. That's all it is. Not to ask for. That's why I'm saying, in the Bhagavatam, when we come to the sixth canto, Sri Shiva Brahmashri himself says this, that logic and reasoning has only a certain limit, up to which you can use all that. But there is a situation where such a thing cannot apply anymore. Therefore, that is why he says, the reason, he says, Ajamila was going through a hard time, and he mentions here that Durashayati Abhidha Dalpanargada, that his inside is all bad, Ajamila, what he has done. And but in spite of that, in the middle of all that, this holy name has gone in. Holy name has gone in. Asya means the mouth. See that? Durashayasya api tadasya nirgada todiya nama akshara matravai bhaval. Through that mouth, the holy name came out. And even though, while calling him, the thoughts were all centered around that boy. Narayana is not only his name, it's also Krishna's name, isn't it? So, it is a sound which is it's not a material sound. And so, normally, alaugiyam means not belong to this world. It's Krishna's name, but even though if you are given that name to somebody, it does not fully mean that, what exactly originally it meant by using Krishna's name. So, just because he put the name Narayana to his son, the son is not going to be Narayana, but at the same time, the sound of that letter has its potency. So, when he called this letter Narayana, the servants of Vishnu, Parshadas of Vishnu, or Vishnu's representatives, they arrived there because they are looking where the holy name is being chanted, and it is places like that where even the sannyasis or sadhus will walk inside. So whether you are invited or not, suppose the holy name is chanted in one place and there is a function going on, or kirtanam or bhajan or anything, if sadhus are walking through the street, they will go in because they don't have any hesitation going there. And if they come in, you can offer them prasadam and they will participate and they will go away after a few days. So that is the nature of the devotees or sadhus. Otherwise, for any other ceremony, if you invite people, they may or may not come. Say for example, marriage or name giving ceremony or birthday party, or people may or may not come. There you require invitation. Whereas if you are somebody is chanting holy name and a spiritual activity is going on anywhere, for that matter, they are invited or uninvited, they can come. People will come. So, similarly, these Vishnu Parshadas, Vishnu Dudas, there were four of them, they came in, and how they have come, you couldn't ask that question. They can come in any way. Pujayobhi pedur bhavadiya parshada. In the Puranams, all Puranam, you will find this explanations like this, that they appeared on the scene. So if you ask the question, how did they come, by air or by road or rail or sea or whatever, that has no meaning. We will never know that. We will not get an answer for that. So, sometimes in front of the sadhus, in the form of sadhus, they could have appeared. Here it says, Chaturbhuja Pidabada Manorama. That means they have four-handed form and they represented like Vishnu wearing Pidambaram. And it may not be the other way, it could be the other way also. So, personalities like Ajamila, who at their very, at the last moments in their life, If by chance, by chanting the holy name, the Vishnududas have appeared, automatically Ajamila had experienced their presence, the presence of these Vishnududas there. And any sadhu who comes to the home at the time of death, it is the presence of their presence makes a difference at the time of death. So, when the Vishnududas came there, Yamadudas were also there. Yamadudas were three, Vishnududas were four. Yamadudas had two-handed, Vishnududas were four-handed. So, they says to him, Vishnududas asks the Yamadudas, where are you taking them? And why do you take them away from here? You cannot take them away. They put the stop to it. That at that time, they repeated the whole sinful activities, what Ajamila has done before. So many sinful activities has done now, and our responsibility is maintaining religious principles. We serve Yama Dharma Raja, and that's our job. And therefore, we have to take him. And they had the whole list ready to present it to the Vishnududas. The Vishnududas says to them that, wait for a minute, let's ask you some questions. And that's why the verse 22nd, if you look, you will see in the, in the 22nd chapter, the 6th verse. Bhavandu papa ani katham tu nishkrade krito vibho dandanamasti pandidaha na nishkridim kim vidida bhavadrisha idi prabhotul purusha bhavashire bhavandu papani katham tu nishkride krito vibho dandanamasti pandidaha na nishkridim kim vidida bhavadrisha idi prabhotul purusha bhavashire. Melpattur said to Krishna that your people have spoken like this. That's how Melpattur said to Krishna. What did he say? That bhavagunai bhavandu papani katham tu nishkrade krite krite vibho dandanamasti panditaha. That the Yamadharma Raja's agents are well educated people. They are not ignorant people. They are very well trained by Yamadharma Raja. Obviously, Yamadharma Raja won't appoint people who are useless. He'll only give job to people who can do the job properly, isn't it? So, and it won't be like in other governments. He'll fill in the job with some people and who can't even do the job properly. So, but here, and there is no job reservation and all in Yamadharma Raja's administration. Quota, and things like that. But anyway, he trains his people well, and they know their job very well. So, they ask this question, what does dharma mean? Answer came straight away, Veda pranihido dharma. That was the answer. You can see the Bhagavatam also. What does dharma mean? Veda pranihido dharma. What Vedam says is dharma, he said. Isn't it? So, when these questions came up, and when they asked this question, they said, yeah, verse 6, 140. Veda Yamaduda answered, see, they know the things, what they are talking about. Veda pranihido dharma. What is spoken in the Vedam is dharma. Adharmastu vibharyayam. Everything against Vedam, what is not mentioned in the Vedam, if you do anything, that's adharma. That is the best definition for dharmam adharmam. Veda pranihido dharma, adharmastu vibharyayam. And then, Vedo Narayana Sashal. Swayambhuridhi Shishrama. Vedam is Krishna himself. It's not different from Krishna. Krishna is Vedam. Vedo Narayana Sakshal. Swayambhuridhi Shishrama. So, so our Yamadharma Rajas, Yamadudas, gave a lecture to the Vishnududas about Dharma. See there? It's there? Veda Pranahido Dharma. Adharmastud Vibhanyayam. Vedo Narayana Sakshal Swayambhu Ridhi Shishrama Yena Swadhamya Vibhava Raja Satvatamo Mayaha Guna Nama Kriya Rube Vibhavende Yathatatham Suryam Agni Kham Marud Gava Soma Sandhya Ahani Disha Kam Kukulo Kalo Dharma Idi Edi Daihese Sakshana. We have come with full evidence
We have the reports from all our agents, which are these day, night, five material elements, sun, moon. We have got the full report, documented proof with us, to show it to you what he has done. And all these what he has done is against the principles of Vedam. He requires to be punished. This was their argument. They didn't speak in a light-hearted way. They spoke everything based on the Shastram, they said. So, and they're saying that, when they said that, Veda Pranihito Dharma. So, so they said that you are learned people, aren't you? He says to Vishnudas that this thing called Dharmam is very complex thing, like karmam. Krishna says, Gahana Karmano Gedi, isn't it? Nobody can say about how karmam will react. How karmam will react. So, therefore, Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, very two, three words, don't get too much inquiry into karma. There's no point in inquiring about that. Why this happened? Why that happened? Inquiring about that, it is, Krishna is saying that it is too gahanam to know that. Gahanam means it's too subtle to know the reality. So, about karma, he has spoken like that. About dharmam also, it's the same thing. What is dharmam in a particular... The difficulty with dharmam is, what is dharmam for one person is adharmam for another person. And dharmam, depending on the person, it can change. Depending on the time, it can change. Depending on the place, it can change. So many other factors has an influence on making that decision, what is dharmam. So that is the same problem here. That dharmam is a very, very subtle thing. Very subtle thing. From outside, if you look at it, you won't understand, is this dharmam or not dharmam. And only thing is, the goal of all the dharmam is Krishna, Narayana. That's why. Vedo Narayana Sakshal Swayambhuriti Shishruma. So, this person, Ajamila, has called Narayana at the time of death. He has come through his son or whatever, that is not important. He has called this name Narayana. Then, what dharmam? Because, and we know that the goal of dharmam is to get to that Narayana, name Narayana. Why? If you remember, when we started Bhagavatam, what did Shukha Brahmarshi says in the second canto? Andye Narayana Spradi. If you remember, that in the second canto, that if that word comes out from the second kind of first chapter itself, sixth or seventh verse, yeah, fifth verse, yeah, sixth verse. Edavan Sankhya Yoga Bhyam Sudharma Parinishtaya Janmalabha Parapunsam Ande Narayana Spradi. Narayana Spradi, at the time of leaving the body. Ande Narayana Spradi. Janmalabha Bharya Pumsam. Ande Narayana Spradi. Edavan Sankhya Yoga Bhyam Sudharma Parinishtaya Janmalabha Bharya Pumsam. Ande Narayana Spradi. So, while beginning Bhagavatam, the first few verses, there itself, Shukha Brahmarshi has already put that. There. Very firmly he has put that. And now he is saying here that as far as Vishuddha said, he has got Ande Narayana Spradi. He has called Narayana. That's enough for us, he said. So they stepped in, and dharmam and all we can discuss later. Dharmam and all we can discuss later. So that is the support in the Bhagavad Gita where you find Abhijayat Sudhiracharyo Bhajade Imam Ananyabha Sadhureva Samandavya Samyag Vyavasidohisa Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvat Shantim Nigachadi Kaundeya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyadi. And I think it is in the fourth chapter or something. Somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. So, and you will also see that in the fourth chapter, Krishna says, if you have that, Bhagavad Gita, just the same thing, Krishna says in a different way in the fourth chapter also. అభిజేదసి పాపేభ్య సర్వేభ్య పాపకృతమ సర్వం జ్ఞానప్లవేనైవ వృజినం సందరిష్యసి.
ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి ద మోస్ట్ సిన్ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సినర్స్, వెన్ యు ఆర్ సిట్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ ది బోట్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ నాలెడ్జ్, యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు క్రాస్ ఓవర్ ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ మిసరీస్.
అభిజేదసి పాపేభ్య సర్వేభ్య పాపకృతమ సర్వం జ్ఞానప్లవేనైవ వృజినం సందరిష్యసి.
Krishna says that. So, and Krishna has said like this, and then again, I think it is the 9th chapter, probably the other verse, Abhijet Sudhiracharya, it comes much later. Yeah, that's right. So, Krishna has spoken all these things. This was their Vishnududa's logic. They said that, so, therefore,
Bhavandu Papani భవందు పాపాని కథం దు నిష్కృదే కృదోభిభో దండనమస్తి పండితాః నిష్కృదీ కిం విదిదా భవాదృశ ఇది ప్రభో త్వల్ పురుషా బభాషిరే.
దిస్ ఈస్ హౌ విష్ణుదూదా స్పోక్. విష్ణుదూదా సెడ్ అవర్ అథారిటీ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ దిస్ భగవద్గీత వర్సెస్ 436 అండ్ నెక్స్ట్ వన్ అభిజేత్ సుధిరాచారు దట్ వన్. సో నో మ్యాటర్ హౌ సిన్ఫుల్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈస్, Bhavan, the Vishnududas are saying, iti prabho tol purusha bhavashire. Tol purusha means Vishnu's people, Vishnududas. Bhavashire, they spoke like this. What did they say?
Bhavandu pabhani katham tu nishkrade, krite vibho danda namasti pandidaha, na nishkrade kim vidida bhavadrusha, iti prabho tol purusha bhavashire.
By chanting that holy name, Krishna's holy name, Narayana, at the time of death, he has already counteracted all the sinful activities what he has done. It's gone, the result of that. So therefore, why have to punish him? Why do you have to punish him? What is the nishkriti? Nishkriti kim vidida? That means, he says that, do you not know what prayaschitta means, atonement means? And they were standing there, who, our Yamadudas, although educated and trained well, they were standing there, they were thinking, what is this Vishnududas talking about? It was at that time that Vishnududas says to the Yamadudas that in the Vedam, Shruti Spradibhyam Vihida Vradadaya పునంది పాపం నలునంది వాసన. అగైన్ వాసన కమ్స్. శృతి స్మృతిభ్యాం విహిత వ్రదాదయ పునంది పాపం నలునంది వాసన అనంద సేవా తు నికృందది ద్వై ఇది ప్రబోతు పురుషా బభాషిరే. దట్ ఇన్ ద వేదం దర్ ఈస్ సర్టన్ దర్ ఈస్ అ లాట్ ఆఫ్ డిఫరెంట్ things what one can do to counteract the sinful activities. There are many, many things mentioned. Vratam, anushtanam and all that. To wipe out the sinful reactions. Also in the smriti. Also, that is why he said, Shruti smritibhyam vihida vradadaya punandi pavam na lunandi vasana. There are names for that. Chandrayanam, Kachra Chandrayanam, there are so many names for that. If you do all that, you will see that the sinful reactions are wiped out. That is the injunction of the Smriti and Shruti. But, it says, Punandi Pavam Na Lunandi Vasana. But Vasana won't go. Pavam will go, but Vasana won't go. Vasana will remain. That's what Melpatur said to Krishna. He says, Shruti smritibhyam vihida vradadaya punandi pavam punandi na lunandi vasana na lunandi vasana ananda sevatu nigrandadi dvai idi prabhotul purusha bhavashire. So that means that the propensity or vasana to perform sinful activities again won't go. Vasana will again prompt him to do. Therefore, ananda seva. On the other hand,
If you engage in Krishna consciousness or serving Krishna or devotion or bhakti, the benefit is it will even wipe out the sinful, it not only wipe out the vasana, not only wipe out the sinful reaction, but even the vasana can go, vasana will also go, says the Bhagavatam is saying like that. That means that tendency to do sinful things again will be rooted out from inside. So it will pull out with the very root of that vasana from inside and thrown it away. Do you not know that? Said the Vishnudutas to the Yamadutas. So when they said that, anena bho janma sahasra godibhi krideshu pabeshu vinishkriti kridaha yadagrahi nama bhayakulo hare idi pragotval purusha bhavashirem. What the Shastram saying is, Bhagavatam is saying this, not only this lifetime, for many, many lifetimes in the future, even there, if you are going to commit any sinful activities, even the reaction for that is wiped out by chanting the holy name now. So, Vishnudutas have this statement towards the Yamadutas. They are said like this to the Yamadutas. So, normally, at the time of death, when that fear comes inside of leaving the body, no matter how great personality is in this world, you will see at the time of death it's a different person. He may be a big person in this world at one time, president or prime minister or whatever it is. You go and see him at the time of death, what his situation is. Anyone, the moment he realizes that he's leaving the body, at that moment, all this courage, all this heroism what he has done, all the world what he has conquered, all the people whom he has frightened, all the people whom he has given trouble, everything will go from him. That heroic nature, the courage, everything what he had, will all disappear. Because he knows at that time what is going to happen the next moment. So automatically he becomes fearful, very frightened about it. And naturally you will look for help at that time, whoever is closer to you at the time of death, and looking for help. And at that time, instead of calling all of them, at least he had the good fortune of this holy name of Krishna coming out from his lips. Narayana, he called like that. So, as soon as he said that, the Yamadutas said, but he called his son, not Krishna. He hasn't called Narayana actually, he said. And if he, even though he has called his son, did the son come? No, son didn't come. Son was playing somewhere with the toys. He was busy with that. So, so knowingly or unknowingly, with full attention or without any attention, whether the mind is absorbed in that or if it's not absorbed in that, it doesn't matter. If you look at the ninth verse, what did it say? Nirana amabhudhya abhimukunda kirtanam dahatya khaukhan mahima syata drisha yadha agnire dhamsi yadha ushadam gada idi prabhotul purusha vabhashirem. Nirana amabhudhya abhimukunda kirtanam Nranama buddhyavi mukunda kirtanam ahatya kaugan mahima syata drisha. It is an important statement in the Bhagavatam also. It's saying that if you are thinking, or it means any one of us are thinking, because I am so fixed up in spiritual life, and because I have so much shraddha, I know the Shastram well, and I have taken spiritual life very seriously, and I have a lot of faith in what Krishna has spoken, Bhagavatam is saying, and I know what I am doing. If all these things, if you think that, if all these things, with that a jiva is going to get liberated from here, it's not going to happen. It's not going to, simple as that, it's not going to happen. That means only at the point when we realize that we cannot do anything, we are not in control of the situation, exactly that Krishna is doing everything and thereby surrendering to Krishna at that moment, that is the only solution to this problem. There is no other way. If we depend on our sadhana, if we depend on our spiritual life, whatever we have done in this world, whatever small or big, or if we think that I have studied Shastram, I have done all these things in my life, and therefore my next life will be okay when I leave this body, and if a jiva is thinking that I am going to get liberated after leaving this body, that will be the biggest foolishness. Biggest foolishness. This is where the truth comes out. It says that Nurnama Buddhya Bimukunda Kirtanam Dahatya Kauhan Mahima Syata Drisha Yadhagnire Dhamsi Yadhaushadam Gada Idi Prabhotul Purusha Bhabashire. This is where everybody gets confused. People ask this question, how come Ajamila chanted the holy name once? And it's people saying, yes, gone back home, back to Godhead. I've done holy name, chanted for the whole life, for 40, 50 years, and read Bhagavatam, and chanted 15, 16 rounds, or 25 rounds, everything. Material calculation says, I should have the priority over Ajamila. Material calculation. But exactly opposite is happening. He has gone, we are still here. Is it not? Why is it like that? This is spiritual life. Then spiritual life is not what you have done. Spiritual life is how much have you surrendered to Krishna. Now when Ajamila chanted the holy name, and also it showing that power of that satsangam with the Vishnududas, their presence there. Then Vishnududas came there. Ajamila didn't know anything about the holy name. All he knew, his son had the name Narayana. Called him. And that too, he called him with a whole feeling full shelter in the sun. And one devotee said this to Prabhupada, said to, that Ajamila chanted the holy name, only few times he got liberated. Prabhupada said, he didn't chant few times, he chanted only once, he said. Who told you that I have chanted? Prabhupada, you have said like, he said, no, I have not said that, he said. The only thing, the way he called Narayana at that moment, while leaving this body, Narayana, in such a way, that extended way, he called that name, and the result was Vishnududas arrived there. So liberation, or release from this material existence, is not dependent on our effort, but it is dependent on Krishna's mercy. In order to establish that in this sixth canto, that is the beauty of this sixth canto. Then no other story in the Bhagavatam is so outrightly telling us that it is Krishna's mercy that matters, not your sadhana. Like Ajamila story. That is the beauty. Because we get confused all the time. Which is important? My sadhana is important? Or if I don't do sadhana, what will happen? All these questions. Or some people have put so much faith in the sadhana, to gone to such a degree that they feel that I've done all these things right. All the boxes are ticked. So I should be out, is it not? When we leave the body. Krishna is saying, Shukra Brahmashi is saying here, no guarantee. No guarantee. So total faith is Krishna's shelter. That is the faith. Like, as much as a devotee, unless one have that feeling that Krishna is running the show, if Krishna wants it, it will happen. If Krishna doesn't want it, it won't happen. Simple as that. If Krishna wants it, it will happen. If Krishna doesn't want it, it's not going to happen. That has to be the approach in a situation like this, while leaving this body. That it is in Krishna's hands, it is not in our hands. You may have done everything right, but ultimately it is in Krishna's hands. So only then the jiva will escape. Otherwise, no chance. So, now, again, we are chanting the holy name. People will tell us, you have to chant fully focused. I hear sometimes this, in this Kirtan Melas and all, they give an introductory talk. Have you heard this? You may have heard, some of you. That, and this introductory talk is like this. They say, everybody should be fully focused, at least for 2 minutes, and ask for the mercy to come from Krishna. Like that. It won't work like that. It doesn't work like that. That is what we have to know that. If it is like that, that by your calling, if it is going to come, then why do you need the holy name for that? So, that if we have that strength in us, that means that power of concentration and the bhakti and the shraddha inside, then we don't need this holy name. If we had all that strength inside, the bhakti, the shraddha, and the concentration, as they say. So you should all concentrate. They tell you that. That in the Kirtan Mela, if you hear, you will see. And you start thinking, if you need all these things, then why do I have to come here? For what? That is the interesting side of it. That we get misled by so many misunderstandings. That means you should read Ajamila's story once again in the Bhagavatam. And those people like us who don't have that strength inside, who don't have that shraddha inside, who don't have that bhakti inside, it is for us this Ajamila Vakyanam. It is for them that Ajamila story is, which means majority of the people have to take shelter of this. There's no other way. So, if you have that strength and shraddha and bhakti, you could be established in the absolute truth straight away. Because already is inside, that self-realization would have happened by now. But the fact that we don't have that bhakti, we don't have that shraddha, we don't have that concentration, which we don't have, simple as that. It's not that shraddha is not just concentrating something. Concentration is all for material subjects. When you're studying physics and mathematics and all, you can have shraddha. So you can have this concentration. Shraddha is not same as concentration. Shraddha is different thing altogether. But they don't understand that. So therefore they are saying be fully concentrated. Concentrate on what? What do you do with the concentration? Concentration is all on the mental platform. It is not on the spiritual platform. On spiritual platform, what Shukra Brahmashi is saying here, then you don't require, you are taking the shelter of the holy name. You are not taking shelter of your own ability, of your shraddha, or your bhakti, or your concentration. So, because we didn't have shraddha, we didn't have bhakti, we didn't have the concentration, that is why we are taking shelter of the holy name. That is why we are taking shelter of the holy name. So therefore, it is not spoken that in the at least in this Ajamila Vakyanam, it is not spoken, you have to have shraddha, you have to have bhakti, you have to have concentration. None of those things. What it's saying? Let's say that let the mind go where it wants to go, wherever it wants. So Kabir said this. In one of the Doha he says, Rama, 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 he says that mind is going around everywhere. Mind is running around everywhere. Body is wandering around everywhere. And the tongue is saying Rama, 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 he said. And if this Rama, name Ramachandra, it has got the potency, or it has got the capacity to protect me, let me get protected. Otherwise not. Kabir says this. That if Ramachandra's name has the potency to protect me, then let it protect me. Otherwise, if I go to hell, let it go. And that is faith. And that is his faith. Where is the faith? Faith is this. Let the mind wander around wherever it wants to. And if it feels sleepy, let it sleep. If bhakti comes in or doesn't come, doesn't matter. And the mind is bringing various thoughts inside. Whatever it may happen. If the holy name is going to protect me, let it protect me. If not, I'm going to get destroyed, let it go. What can be done? And one has to take that approach. That is the right approach. Because if you chant the holy name in that way, holy name will protect me, and then it has its effect. It has its effect. That is why it's called the Taraka Mantram. Taraka means that what protects us, right? Otherwise, what is the benefit? That is why in the ninth verse you will see, Nurnama buddhya vimukunda kirtanam dahatya kaukhan mahimasya tadrisha yad agni redhamsi yad aushadam gada idi prabotul purusha bhavashirem. Yad agni redhamsi. Agni redhamsi means, agni means fire. Knowingly or unknowingly, if you touch the fire, it will burn. Isn't it? Similarly, holy name, if you have chanted that knowing its glories or not knowing its glories, whether with full concentration you have chanted or without any concentration you have chanted, it will play, it will show its power. But we have to have that faith in the holy name that way, and the mind should be there. So, first of all, we have to feel like asking Krishna's help all the time, isn't it? That has to be there. And that requires Krishna's mercy for them. Because Jiva, for so many lifetimes, wandering around in so many different bodies in this creation, ultimately it has to feel like going back to Krishna. That thought doesn't come very easily. Therefore, Arunagirinath says you should call with the heart, with the heart. To that extent, that feeling should be there. And in order to that to develop in the heart, one has to start with the mouth first. So, in order that Krishna gets into the heart, that we don't have that qualification, therefore, at least with the mouth, we should chant the holy name. Therefore, knowingly or unknowingly, whether there is Shraddha or not, whether there is concentration or not, once we chant that holy name, in gradually, it will take out all the vasanas from inside, and will purify the heart. And the example is Ajamila himself. And that is why in the last words he says, Iti iride yamya bhadai rapasyade bhaval bhadanam jagane tirohide bhaval smridim kanjana kalam acharan bhaval padam pravi bhaval bhadai rasau. You see that word smriti. Bhaval smriti kanjana smridim kanjana kalam acharan bhaval padam pravi bhaval bhadai rasau. That with this, Ajamila didn't leave the body straight away. What happened? This Ajamila's friend of Ajamila, this Vishnudasa, appeared, and when his bad vasanas inside and the Yamadudas who wanted to take him away from there to Yamadharmaraja's place, this Sadhu Sangam, which has happened, association, has protected him. When this Sadhu Sangam has happened, which has happened sometime before, somewhere in his life, we don't know when that has happened. Probably it has also happened through the Vishnududas. But the result was that you could see there, when with the arrival of this Vishnu Dudas and with this Yama Dudas and through that conversation, Ajamila felt intense detachment, vairagyam from this world. And in the Bhagavadam, you will see in the second chapter, in the sixth canto, verse 39, if you look, Shri Shuka Uvacha 6-39. Idi jada sunurveda kshana sangena sadhushu gangadwaram upeyaya mukta sarvanubandhane. That nurvedam comes. Nurvedam means vairagyam, total detachment from this world. He has performed a lot of sinful activities and he had gone through a lot in his life, our Ajamila. But when this some association he had at some time in his life with some sadhu has resulted, possibly it is from that sannyasi's words who visited home, or somewhere else he had an association. The result was that this iti jadasu nurveda, nurvedam has happened to him. It is this nurvedam that has driven him to go from Kanyagubjam, that is Kanpur today, from there to Haridwar. He decided to walk out from home. He left home and went to Haridwar. And Gangadwaram upeyaya. Gangadwaram is Haridwar. ఇది జాతసు నుర్వేద క్షణసంగేన సాధుషు ఫర్ అ వెరీ షార్ట్ పీరియడ్ ఆఫ్ టైం క్షణసంగేన విత్ సమ్ సాధు హీ హ్యాడ్ అన్ అసోసియేషన్ అండ్ దాట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇస్ క్రియేటెడ్ గంగాద్వారం ఉపేయాయ ముక్త సర్వానుబంధన ముక్త సర్వానుబంధనం దాట్ మీన్స్ దాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ బాండేజ్ హీ ఫెల్ట్ రిలీజ్డ్ అప్ టు దాట్ టైమ్ హీ వాస్ బౌండ్ బై ది అసోసియేషన్ విత్ దిస్ వైఫ్ సో మెనీ చిల్డ్రన్ అండ్ ఆల్సో అదర్ బాండేజ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ హ్యాడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ముక్త సర్వానుబంధనం what has happened to him and why kshana sangena sadhushu he says so sadhu sangam that is why it is coming here with the result of that is shubha brahma she is saying there sadhu sangam result is jadasu nurvedaha nurvedam will come idi jadasu nurveda kshana sangena sadhushu that is the important statement there in the bhagavadam what krishna is saying shubha brahma she is repeating the same thing సల్సంగం సాధు సంగం ఇట్ విల్ ఎండ్ ఇట్ విల్ రిసల్ట్ ఆర్ ఫైనలీ ఇట్ విల్ ఎండ్ అప్ లైక్ దిస్ నుర్వేదం విల్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ అండ్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్ రెనన్సియేషన్ ఫార్ హూ అజామిల అండ్ ఈవన్ విత్ దిస్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ విత్ ద లైఫ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ హీ బికమ్ సో ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ బాండేజ్ హ్యాడ్ నో డిసైర్ ఎనీ మోర్ టు లివ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ సో All what it is, what has he done in his life? This material body, which is not something very appreciable, full of all the unwanted stuff inside, blood, urine, mucus, stool, all is a baggage, this body. All I have done, he said, that I have used this body and wandered around this earth, on this ground for such a long time. All that is over. Went to Haridwar, and engage in the Hari Bhajanam, in serving Krishna, and Bhaval Smriti Kanchana. Narayaniyam will say like this, Bhaval Smriti Kanchana Kalamacharan. Simply, no more going, looking back into life again. Bhaval Smriti Kanchana Kalamacharan, Bhaval Padam Prabhi Bhaval Bhadairasaha. That he has gone back to Krishna. So, so Ajamila could make that happen in his life, and it is this decision of making, of chanting the holy name and taking Krishna shelter, that is where we are missing. We are missing that Krishna is saying there that if a person, even if he is a very bad person from our mundane perception, that he has done sinful things and bad things and all kinds of things, if that person, Krishna is saying, even if he is like that, if he had made a decision that he wants to come to me, I will come and take him. That's what Krishna says. Abhijayat Sudhirajaro Bhajadeva Ananyabhag Sadhureva Samandavya Samyak Vasido Hisa. So, but on the other hand, another person, he lives his life proper, everything based on the Shastram, and he does not do anything sinful things. But if he says, it is not time for me to go to Krishna, I still wants to maintain my life in this world, Krishna says, you wait. You don't want. The desire is not there. This is the reason why Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita that the goal is more important than the process. If the goal is clear, then goal is Krishna at the end, isn't it? And when he said that Vyavasayalpiya Buddhi, that's what he is pointing at. Vyavasayalpiya Buddhi Egeha Kurunandana. One who has got that kind of determination inside, he is ready to come. One who is not ready, for example, many times we institute spiritual life with this understanding of establishing our empire here. And to be happy with everybody, and things are, if it is working out, if it works out, I'm saying, it's not necessarily it will work out. If it works out nicely, we say, oh, it's all Krishna's mercy, I'm sure he is pleased with my bhakti. That's what people will give a spin on that, in this way. Or, if you make a lot of money here, People will say, look, Krishna is very pleased with me. That's why all this money is coming. Otherwise, why so much money is coming like this in me? He himself is totally lost in that. Or if anything, family life is okay, very well, going very well. We'll say, Krishna must be happy with me and my family. He'll be happy with me. So, like this, we put a spin on everything, depending on our mind. But what Krishna is saying here is, even you are disgusted with this world and you want to come to me, you can come. I'll take you straight away. If not, you are not ready. You are still here. So, it is this principle that no matter, even if one is following the rules and regulations very well in this world, but to get that desire, that is why Shukla Brahmarshi mentions that. See, his words are very, very measured. Iti jatasu nirvedaha, then nirvedam has to come. If nirvedam is not there, chana sangena sadhushu gangadvara mupayaya mukta sarvanu bandhana. All bondage is finished then. Once that decision has come inside strongly, that I want to go back to Krishna, I don't want to be here, I had enough of this, to get that state is difficult. We won't easily give it up, take it up easily. So, and if we say that, we say to Krishna that I have still some more things to sort out here. After that, when I'm ready, I'll come. Take me when I'm ready to come. Then Krishna says, okay, you wander around some more time. And what we are asking, Krishna is giving. We say to Krishna, give me some more time. I want to establish everything else here. So, and if we want Krishna, Krishna will give himself to us. So, most of the people, they do not want Krishna. What they want is their empire here. What has to happen? So, we will carry on rotating in this material world for long, long period of time. With that, this is basically the thing what is spoken in the Ajamila story. Now, in the next chapter, Daksha story and Chitragedu story. Those are two things in the next one chapter. We'll just read that chapter. And tomorrow we'll discuss Chitrakedu and Daksha story. 23. Prajeda sastu bhagavanna varohi daksha tolsevanam vidida sarga vivardhikama avirbhabu vidatada lasadashtabahu tasmaivaram dadidadam javadhu asiknim tasyalpajastvaidamisha punasahasram shri naradasya vajasa tavamargamabhu Neigatravasam Rushaye Samumo Jashavam Bhaktotamastur Shira Anugrahameva Mene Shashtiata do Duhidrubi Srajana Kulaukhan Dauhitrasu Niradasaja Visharupa Twel Stotra Varmida Ajabaya Dindra Majau Deva Todiya Mahima Kalu Sarva Jaitraha Prakshura Sena Rushaye Kilachitra Gedu Putra Grahi Nrubadira Angirasa Prabhaval Labdhvaiga putram atha tatra hade sapatni samkheira mukhyada vashastava maya yasau. Tam naradastu samam angirasa deyalu sam prapyata vadubadarsha sudasya jivam. Kasyasmi putramidi tasya gira vimoham tetva todarchana vidau nirbadim nyayungta. Stotram jamandram abhi narada doda labdhva toshaya shesha vabusho nanude tapasyan. Vidyadharadipadidam sahi saptaratre labdhvapyagundha adi anyabhajal bhavandam. Tasmai pranaladhavalena sahasra shirshna rupena baddhanudhi siddhagana vrudena pradurbhavanna jirado nudhivi prasanno detvatmadatvam anugrihya tiro dadhatham. Tulbhakta maulirada sobija lakshalaksham varshani harshalumana bhuvaneshukamam. Samgabayan gunaganam tava sundaribhi sangadi regarehido lalitam chajara Atyanda sanga vilayaya bhaval pranunno Nunam saraupya girimapya mahal samaje Nishangam angagrada vallabham angajaryam tam shankaram harihasan ubhayabhishepe Nisambramastvayamayajida shabamoksho Vrutrasuratam ubagamya surendra yogi Surendra Yodhi, Bhakti Atma Dattva Kathane Samare Vichitram Shatro Rabi Brahmam Apasya Gada Padamte Tol Sevanene Didir Indra Vadodhya Dabi Tan Pratyudendra Sukhudo Maryado Bilephe Dushtashayo Bishubadeva Bhavan Nisheva Tata Drashastumava Mam Pavana Laesha. సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. సో విల్ కంటిన్యూ టుమారో. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదా.